Blog Talk Radio.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Hey, good evening, good evening. Hey, we've got some important messages to go through tonight because I know a lot of guys want to get on tonight and talk and I guess try to lock in their last bit of racing. But I'm also going to say a lot of people not telling the truth about what's going on. And so basically I see fake news travels real fast. So let's be real. First of all, I'm going to tell everybody, no, it rained an hour. It didn't rain all day so people can know what's going on. What happened? But you do have a lot of people that was the first ones to go cry, to go try to tell people not to come, whatever today. It's going to rain all day. Meanwhile, if you looked at the computer, what they said, one time it's going to rain, it actually did rain, and it wasn't even a whole hour. And thank God for this track because, like she said, don't you cancel it. Don't worry about it. We're going to take care of it. All the machines, we got the state of the art. She wasn't lying. She did it, and the track came right back on point. Also, tonight, I know a couple guys that I want to shout out to that was really doing it, that was really standing out, really standing and performing. Joe Ramsey actually did his thing from down south. He really did good. I went 3-0, I think, too. Tricky Ricky, you know, he had some hard ones that nobody thought he could win. And they could say all they want to say because a lot of guys didn't want to give the guy credit. And he went out there and he did what he did. But I'm also give him a chance to say what he want on the mic. Both of those guys get a chance, whatever they want to say. They got their bad a week because they did do their thing and they showed out. I'm going to give you another scenario, like on the morning show, and I'll say the same name. I call the names out. So Bruce Stiles said that Jeff Rogers is doing the parade thing. He was a beauty contest away. He wasn't doing nothing. That's a big lie. So basically, I'm going to make sure Fat Albert is on the mic. You hit that one button right now. I'm tired of the bullshit, because it's sad when you start doing the haters of haters, but they need to be called out on it. So I don't like when they do that. I don't care. You know, if you're telling the truth, it's okay, but don't put the fake news out. I'm going to be like fucking a Donald Trump thing. Fake news. So I know what's his name is. Fat Albert, you on the mic right now?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Joe.
Okay, so I'm going to just show you the fake news. Did Jeff Rogers call out every small block on the property?
No, Jeff Rogers called out every vehicle on the property. He said,
okay,
all
but
the
I was
going
to get to that, too.
Small.
I was going to get to that, too, but I was first going to say about the small block. Then he offered every small block on the property the back tire. Then he said he'll take a little something from the back half car. Then he said he'll take the brake from any pro mod that was out there. So, back
yes,
them going back and saying that Jeff Rogers wasn't trying to run, that's just sad. That's hate. And I don't care what nobody says. That's hate. So I don't care if you don't like it or whatever. I say what I want to say. I don't care. I tell it like it is. That's the problem with everybody else. They say it's sugarcoating. They want to be a friend of this one. Look, if the person lies, I don't give a damn. It's your brother, mother, whatever. Tell them it's not true. But when you start spreading lies, people believe shit and they wasn't there. So I want to let everybody know, Jeff Rogers went out there. He came out there, did not care on Friday night, and he didn't give a shit about Saturday. He really pushed it to go out Saturday. His man that he was supposed to race actually pulled the car from the board, and the board shot out through his leg, cut him right through the legs, almost to the bone. And that's why Jeff Rogers didn't get to run him that night. They paid the $500. But I'll just let you know, Jeff Rogers was there to race. The DMV was well representative. I'm telling you, when I say this, they got in the paint numerous of times. Buck Jones, Marcus Wongus, Weeby, Pinky, you name them. I mean, they all were there. Like they said,
meat,
you know, Dotson. Yeah, me, he jumped in there. They were in the paint. Every time you look around, they were out there, and they were trying to do something. They actually ran. And like I said, a couple guys I might have missed, but I'm just saying straight out, DMV went out there and showed their butt regardless. Whether they won or lose, they went out and they went in the paint, and they didn't care about racing. Now, Friday night was 8 money runs, and some of them wasn't even supposed to happen. Am I right?
That's correct.
Now, Saturday, did you count? I didn't even start. I stopped.
They was coming between me and Rico. They was coming so fast. All we were doing was locking the races down, just getting the races off.
Sammy, my hands out to Sammy. Did his thing out there. Yeah, I forgot about Sammy, too. Sammy actually did a money run that day, too. Matter of fact, he did two that day. He did one on Friday, and he did one on Saturday. So I had
Sammy
to Sammy
ran a turbo car.
Yeah.
He said, man, you know what? I want to race. I'm going to run this turbo car. And them turbo cars was flying down there. That weather.
Who
that
telling?
Type of weather was nice and cool. But Sammy was like, I'm going to try that turbo. I'm going to try him. And he went out there and tried him.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And my hat is off to Sammy. He actually brought his guys down there. He brought a few guys, and he actually brought the class out there, what he wanted to try. And every pot was paid from one on two, the other one. Even the first class that we did on Friday night, I did a class with no entry fee, $28.75. Then on Saturday, we did an extreme one for $5,000 when you've seen everybody that had a blower or a turbo on that thing. That was shit. Extreme 280, you know, was it 275, 28? Those things were flying.
275.
Yeah, that was a class that was unbelievable. And like I said, you know, you hear stories, fake news, the track was no good. You know, not even there. And if anybody can say it, the racist can say it the best. That's all I can tell you. Little Howie was there, went out there on the track. He actually shook my hand, came back to me and said, man, I'll be back here. He said, I didn't know it was like this. That was the best track he ever been to. So Little Howie, you can go ask Little Howie and them about it. So all these here guys that go around and put this fake news out, you know, everybody should call them out on it because it's bullshit when you do that. And I don't care. And, you know, if you're going to lie like that there, man, you lie about anything. I'm just being real. So I don't care. I'm going to be standing out there. And like I said, a lot of those guys, man, they did their thing and they went out there and raced. But I hate when somebody turns around and try to cut somebody down because they didn't race. It wasn't because they didn't try to race. It was because nobody wanted to race unless they had a GW on them, some of them. They were too scared to get in the paint. I mean, Jeff Rogers called out everybody. When I say everybody, he actually was willing to take the break for Shaq Attack. Now, that was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Shaq Attack looked so good. When I tell you something good, I would never have thought he was going to watch that.
The bulletproof truck. That truck was riding. Yeah. He said, man, just give me
that
a
break. That was Tony King. The old 3M truck. He was going to try that with the small block. So all them guys that they call stuff out, you know, calling people out on a lie. Is that true what he said? Just see what they say then. Well, I guarantee you that's where they'll get the stuttering. They'll get on a two-step. You know, that right there, matter of fact, King Nate was out there. You know, he was there also. You know, yeah, there was cars out there that I got to say. I seen a few. Little Darryl was there, you know. He couldn't keep his car to the ground, so he couldn't do anything because every time he looked around, he was going up in the air, up, down, up, down. So he had to tie it down more, you know. If he didn't tie it down,
Ron
he was going in the, huh?
Ron and Waverly Green with the Fear Factor, the Black Mustang. They was there from the man. Was that, and he was riding. He was knocking them turbo cars off like it was left and right. He got down to the finals where, I mean, you know, he was there with their cars and brought people with them. High Gear Boys from Richmond, they were there with two cars. So, you know, I don't understand what everybody's saying that, you know, we
like
had plenty of cars
didn't
there.
Do nothing or you know, the North went in there and got in the paint and they didn't care. And the North actually won a lot of races, too. Got to give them credit. I got to give them credit. They did their thing and won. You know, I'll tell you what. For a guy to come out of nowhere, though, I don't know. Maybe he had a car before that. But I can give my hats off to Buck because, man, this dude been doing some racing. Bam Bam, he actually went, I think, 2-0. No, two, I think he got 2-1 deposit. If I'm not sure. I'm not really sure on that. You know, Marcus went out there and he lost to Buck, but you know what? He went on out there, he did it. But he took Bigfoot and came back around, and I forgot who he knocked up, but he knocked somebody off. But,
Jungle Boy.
He was
Jungle
getting
Boy.
Ready to run
Jungle
that turbo
Boy.
Car.
Jungle Boy,
yes.
That silver Mustang, he knocked him off.
Mm-hmm, from down south. He knocked up from Greenville. I think that was Austin driving Jungle Boy. You know, so you know what? You can't tell me. They might. You know what? You take a loss, you go right back out there and bring some back up to the paint. We going back out there, Joe. Don't worry about that. We ain't think about that. I like that. That's my kind of reason. You know, a lot of guys over there take an L, and they taking their ass home. These guys, they lose. They going right back out. We going to try to do somebody else. We going to try something. That's what it was all about, and it was more fun than anything else. I mean,
but
don't get me wrong. Friday night was nice.
Mm-hmm. It was, you know, and let me say this. A lot of races, Joe, that went on, I don't think the biggest pot was maybe $1,000. Everybody was running. They wanted to run for $500. I believe the smallest was $500, but the biggest was, I think the one I did was about $1,500. And I mean, everybody was like, you want to do $500? Yeah, come on, let's knock that out. And a whole lot of races went on. Because people
I got
to
say, though, Tricky Ricky's race.
Right.
I can tell you about that one because Tammy Jones, I think, won $2,900 on the side.
Mm.
Tammy Jones' better self, Monster's wife. I could tell you that right now. See, everybody went against Tricky Ricky. They thought he was underdog. He beat Coloretta first on Friday night. And to say something, because I seen something on Facebook that it said some stupid stuff about him. Why come this car? We don't see this car. Anybody ever see this thing come? Because the only time you see him in a race when he lock in. Well, with a car like that, at that caliber, 9 times out of 10, they don't bring it out anyhow unless they're going to lock in, make sure they're going. Once they got a lock in, sure they coming. He came out and he proved whatever he ran his program, that's the way he ran his program. And that's how it should be. There's a lot of people out there who want to tell somebody else how to run their program. However it works for them, they work for them. Leave them alone. Let them do what they want. That's how I look at it. And let's just say this here, and I'm going to leave it alone, and I'm going to walk through. If you don't like a person, and you're not running with that person, even if you don't got nothing to do with none of the race at all, don't go out there and race stop. Because we had 2 or 3 people that we know from our own area that race stopped the race. I'm going to leave it as that. And I'm being real about it. Because I guess they didn't want the other person to shine. I'm happy for one of the guys that shine up. And if you ain't turning around, if you want to bet, you bet, but don't stop the race. That's how I look at it. You ain't got nothing to do with the other car. Guess what? Why would you stop it? You know, it's something different if that's part of your camp. Oh, I ain't going to let him get over. But nah, just because he thinks that this guy's going to, oh, he going to get an easy one or whatever, that ain't fair or whatever. He didn't twist nobody on. If a person turn around, I come up there and ask you to race, and I got you, I think I can get you. That's the whole deal of it. They ain't talking about this whole, basically they're trying to do some class racing shit, what they're trying to do now. Oh, I think you faster than that. He should be able to give you something. Man, when you sound like you pinks or something. Going to tell the next man, I think you better give him a call or give him this. Let them negotiate their own race. Stay out of it. That's how I look at it. Every man should stay out of another man's race, not unless it's your camp. But you turn around, you got race stoppers. I don't care about who says it. I don't care if anybody go back and say I said it. It is what it is. And I want to make sure Tricky Ricky gets on here tonight because he got his chance to shine too. He gets his chance to say what he got to say. Everybody gets their 20 minutes or whatever. I want to make sure he gets on. Also, let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics right quick before they get on because I see them sitting there. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
All I can say is I don't know. After it rained, that damn track was going to kill after it rained.
It got better after the rain fell.
That's what I'm saying. It got a whole lot better.
Good Lord, the track got better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know what? The guys came off trailers. There was a lot of races that came off the trailers and just turned around and said, well, we're going to hope we can get down. I hope I put enough in it, you know, didn't put too much in it. And they said they should have put more in it. It's like, wow.
Sammy was the first one to go down the track Friday when the hot track. He was the very first car. And Sammy went straight down Broadway.
And that was for Money Run, too, I think.
Matter
of fact, I'm going to hit Sammy in right now. Let me make sure I put Sammy in. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Hello, fellas.
What's going on,
what's up, Sammy?
What's up, Long Island? How you doing, Long Island? Fat Albert.
Can't complain, complain.
What's going on, fellas? Yeah, the track
Sammy,
was on
kind of low, covering up the mic or something.
Yeah, the track was on kill.
There you go.
That bitch was good. That bitch was too good.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they told me what they're going to do for me. They did it. I had no problem. She said, do not close down. It's only a window of an hour of rain. An hour of rain. They said, that's nothing. I don't care if it rains 3 hours. It don't matter. Our facility can handle it. We got the drainage. We got everything. She said, I got the big guns in the garage. When she said that, I was like, huh? And sure enough, came out with those tires that turn around and rotate. Ain't that many people got that. you know, when you go to the World Cup and stuff, they got that. But, man, throwing everything out, going on down through the track, and you can start hearing the tires squealing. I was like, wow. I said, like, okay. Now, a big tire and a small tire can go down the track. That's the crazy stuff. Most guys can't run when a radio prep is with a big tire. How do they make it work? I have no idea. Everybody said the same thing. Those guys are big tires. How did they do that? It's got me. I really don't know. They had that thing down to a science. It was nice the way they did it. And like they said, you know, we did have a little incident there at the track. But I'm gonna touch a little base on that so everybody know what happened. It had nothing to do with either racer. They had a guy came over there and off the street. You cannot tell who comes inside your place. You don't know. Well, a little incident broke off, and this guy was like a shell shot guy. He reached down, ran back, and grabbed a gun, went walking, running around, but ain't doing it, but ran straight out the gate with a gun. I'm like, what the hell is he doing? But they caught him right around the corner. They got him. They locked him up the whole bit, but he was from the outside. Somebody said, oh, what are you going to do? You know what? We had the security. Let me just tell everybody this here. We had $4,500 worth of security. That's how much it cost us because they had a bond ship with them. They have, in order to come to the track, in order to be have something, you have to have a certain amount of security. Not like a security like I could say, okay, fat out, I'm going to put this shirt on, you security tonight. No, you had to be licensed with a gun, and you had to have a bond ship where they can turn around. If anything happened, they were covered like an umbrella. So that was the deal. You had to be bonded from North Carolina. So that was what happened. We had plenty of people there. But like I told a person the other day, you can be at a basketball game. You can be anywhere. How can you know who's who? And this guy was not even a racer. So I'm just going to let you guys touch on that one because I feel that certain people decide they want to try to take a pop shot when they see something happen. They got to go talk about it and don't say it. But tell her everything. Don't hold back part of the story. Tell it all. Let's be real. And that's a lot of people need to do that. Same thing with the guys that go back there and try to stop people from going. Tell it all, please. Don't stop one thing. Say it all. Don't just do one thing. Make sure you tell it. You know? Let's be real about it. So fake news, gone. From now on, I'm calling it out. I don't care. I don't care if you don't like it or whatever. It is what it is. Ain't going to hurt me none. I'm just being real about it. I look at it this way. If you don't tell, if you're telling the truth, there ain't no way in the world you're going to be in trouble. But you're telling a lie, you can get caught out there, and we can damn sure downplay and tell everything what the real truth is and make you look like an ass. And that's being real. Because that stuff there that they're doing there is not good. That's just hate. Hate on another man. And, I mean, I'll tell everybody like it was. Sammy did his race out there, and let me tell you, I was happy that Sammy came out there and did it. I was watching. I was impressed. And he'll tell you, I was more than pleased. Like I told Sammy ahead of time, before I get to the gate, I'll get you money ahead of time. I was in that class. Every last one of the class, we ain't had to wait for no gate at the end of the night and turn around and pay somebody. No, it was paid ahead of time. So being done, said, and I love that class. I love how that all-steel class, how he did it. And I'm going to tell everybody right now, Sammy had less rules and restrictions on his class. Okay?
Yes,
a lot of people got restrictions on the class, like it's built around somebody else. I know some of the people were up there crying, saying, well, how about the windshield in the front? Well, you know what? He said what he said. And it worked smooth, and everybody else was happy with it. Nobody wants to be unsafe, you know. I mean, come down in the windshield, break, and go in your face. Ask Weeby Cooper, like he said. But everything worked out great. That class, like I said, I told Sammy, he's no problem. We already talked about it. Next year, Sammy will have the class back there again. Nobody else. I'm not going to nobody else's class. I like the way it was ran, and Larry liked it, Dexter liked it, we ain't going back to nobody else. So Sammy has his class there again the same way. I'm going to try to put more sponsorship on top, more money on top. The next one, make sure it's even better. I want his thing to go. He's going to be doing a series. He's not just doing it just there. He's going to be going, taking it on the road some places. I like it. When something like that happens, it's like people should support it. So I'm just being real about it. Sammy did a great job. I want to congratulate you, and it worked out really good the way you did it. I mean, everybody else was up there knocking it, but don't knock a person's thing until they see it first. You know, a lot of guys didn't want to call. Yeah. You know, they did the same thing with the Extreme class. Yeah.
Right.
They wanted to knock the Extreme class, and look at the Extreme class, how that came out, right?
Yes, sir.
Everybody loved that class.
Extreme 28, they were getting busy. But the Sammy class was evenly. That's what I like about it. They was all even. It wasn't Well, I know he going to win it. This car right here going to win it, definitely. You know, but it was a good class. I enjoyed it. The fans enjoyed it.
Well, my whole thing is with Sammy class, when that Cutlass came up, I forgot the name of it, the Cutlass, and he ran against the Mustang, and they were first round.
Night
Train got knocked off by that Camaro. Man, the whole crowd went wild. They swept up and down. Night Train was going to run away with the class. That was crazy. That was great, you know. Just watching those cars, I mean, that was insane. And they did their job. They gave a real good show. And my hat's off to you, Sammy, so you did a good job. So I don't care what nobody else say, that class will be staying, and that will be next year same way.
Thank you.
No problem. That definitely will be there again.
I'm coming next year. I want to contend next year. I ain't going to get my ass blown out again.
That class was great. I think a lot of people that were there really was happy with it, and you guys just sit back and enjoy. There's a lot of guys. Fat Albert did a great job. I'm just being real about Fat Albert. I didn't get to talk to you, but I'm just like I said. You know how it is with me. I ain't even got to say no more. You know.
He's gonna ask for a raise. Don't say that.
Man, I tipped him that night. What you talking about,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir. He sure did.
Am I lying, Fat Albert?
He did a hell of a job. Yes, sir.
No, he's gonna ask for double. He's gonna ask for double next year. Don't do that.
I'm not lying. That's how I felt about Sam. I'm being real about it. You know, when you don't have to worry about somebody running the staging lanes and getting the crowds coming through, they go through a lot, man. They go through a lot. People think that it's just that they're talking about the racing. Man, Fat Albert do a couple of them. Him and Rico do a lot. They actually got to have the reins. They got to try to get the lock-ins going through and everything. You know, you got this person yelling, that person yelling. You know, here I am. I can't do everything, so I'm down at the other end. I actually had to get another guy to come cook the fish for me and stuff. And then I started doing the pocketbook and stuff like that and getting the deposits over here and, you know, it was a lot of things. So basically, you know, a lot of times I don't get to say stuff to you and tell you thank you. So, you know,
I
let you guys let you know, man. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate everybody that came down. There was guys that turned around and got to North Carolina, the border, and called me up and said, man, we going back home. Man, I wish you would have told me the track was closed. I said, the track ain't closed. Who told you that? They said, they said it's closed. I said, it's not closed. Man, they turned around, get out of here. So I told them I sent the picture to them. I said, nah, we open, man. It ain't supposed to be an hour of rain. After that, it's going to be good. Man, they spun back around, came on down. You know, and I was like, wow. I said, but, you know.
I don't know you had cooking that fish, but that fish was off the meat rack.
The fish?
that fish was good.
He did a good job. Fat Daddy cooked the heck out of it, right? He did his thing. You know, I'm going to thank Mike Castellano, as always, supporting me and helping me out with the stuff, you know, whenever I need something. Tell me whenever I need something, just give him a call. He's always there. So thanks for the fish, you know, and everything. We did what we did with it. Like I said, we don't never charge, and we ain't going to start charging. You know, we give out the free, and congratulations to Weeby Cooper's wife. She won the pocketbook in the raffle. And Andy Robinson won the hoodie. the crocheted hoodie for the cancer walk. But all in all, man, we had a great time. I'm going to step up a couple other places because I know a lot of guys want to get on here tonight. I know they've been out there. They said what they want to say. And not this week, but next week is our cancer walk, Fat Albert. So I know you're going to be – you got to get a little rest, so get ready. It's going to be action-packed, so.
I wish I could, Joe. I got to go back to Hertford. I got to go to Hertford this weekend. I got to go back to North Carolina this weekend. Yeah, I got to go there.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. You did a good job. Go for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear
that. He called me Sunday. He said, man, I enjoyed you. You did a great job. Can you do mine? But, you know. I figured since he called and asked me, I'd go ahead and do it. So I told him, yeah.
You know, I'm just being real about it, and this is being real. Fat Albert, you did a good job, and hopefully it can go a little further with you and go even further. You know what I mean? Honestly, tell you the truth.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, you'd be surprised where people start out at, and you never know. Maybe you'd be announced of a PDRA or something like that. Get some full-time. You never know what might happen. And it's the same thing with certain classes, okay? Sammy made his class his way. Hey, I wish him the best. I wish him the best. I hope he turn around and it really go up for a big, big series and maybe he can go even further. I mean, me, myself, if I was Sammy, I would patent it down so that nobody else can take it the way he had it and move on because you're going to be surprised how many of the big people are looking at you that they go back and they take it. I mean, that's all to it. Let's be real. Don't think that everybody ain't trying and looking, checking out just what works. Oh, they see that. I think that is. I'm going to do it the same. Hey, go ahead, you know. That's the problem with us. We always, we're behind the ball. We could have been, everybody, we could have been street outlaws years ago, but we never took it upon ourselves to really do the right thing. And now you get mad at them because they patterned, they did what they did, and, you know, they said, well, they didn't invent it, but we could have did the same. Problem is it can't stick together. I'm just being real about it, so that's all to it. It's nothing else to do with it. The problem is you can't stick together. So till then, you know, and I'm just glad to see that happen. I'm glad to see all the guys went home, got home safe. Nobody had nothing, no really failures. I had a little accident. Sammy Carr hit it on the wall a little bit, but can be fixed. Nobody's hurt. That's what it is. Have a good time and go for the next one. But I just didn't get to say thank you to all you guys that, you know, a lot of guys I didn't get to say nothing to because I've been running around. Got to talk to a few, but not as much. But just trying to get all the way around, trying to make sure everybody's happy. And I hope to see you guys. Hopefully everybody can make it back to the cancer walk. I'm being real about it. If you can't make it with the car, just do the walk. And like I said, if you're there before 11 o'clock, it's only $10 to the walk. That's all it is. Don't matter. You're there before 11, $10 for the walk. Just walking down the track. And if you want to stay longer, then it ain't no extra. You stay in the track. So that's it. Ain't nobody trying to make nothing off of it at the thing. And the golf cart will be raffled off that day, $20 for a raffle ticket, and you get the chance to win the golf cart. And that'll be that right there at the track that day. Also, it will be Jeff Rogers in the shootout. Mark Jones in a shootout, Chris Butler in a shootout, Survivor in a shootout, Apollo in a shootout, and what's his name? I forgot it. How do you say his name? Paul Chipman? Paul Chipman? They will all be in a shootout. It'll be six cars, and we're gonna finish it off and everything. And like I told everybody, since they want to know. They're doing this. Nope, they're not going for their money. They're putting $250 a piece in, and each one guy's putting $250. The first round loser gets freaking $500. First round loser gets $500. Okay, then they're going to have a buy coming up for the next one. They get $750. Then into the finals, the winner gets $3,000. The runner-up gets $1,000. That's how it is. No, I don't want to be on the racers' back. Give the racers something back, too. So, basically, we're giving back to the cancer society. We're giving to the couple guys that have cancer. And that's all we're doing. We're going to have to have fun that day. Not to make money, to have fun. And that's what every year we always give back.
Yo.
We've been doing it every time, and it's going to keep on going. And that's all to it. It's going to be like one of the last things we actually do. You know, it's going to be it. And then from there, we're going to
Long Island.
Some people are coming up with us to North, what is it, Cornelius Nationals, I think it's called. We're coming. There's the people coming, so we're going to have a little fun there, too. So I just want to make sure everybody knows. I didn't say it right. I need to have that accent with me. So if I had Gordo here, I can have him say it.
Go Hornets.
What is it?
Go Hornets National.
Okay, you said it. I got it right.
But Joe, hold on. Hey, Joe, I know a car that we forgot, and I want to thank them guys. Is that what that rotary car?
Oh, yeah.
Carlito, what they call it? Look, I talked to him. He said that car weighs 2,000 pounds with the driver in it. Check out the cubic inch. It was an 82 cubic inch motor, but now it's 105 cubic inch motor. And he ran a grudge race with a Pro Mod. If that little something, he lost, but that little motherfucker was getting down that track. Good gracious almighty. I ain't think them little cars like that can move like that.
Then putting it in gear.
He was loud, but good gracious almighty.
Yeah.
Long Island. Fat Albert, can I jump in that Pro Mod race? Do I have to have a Pro Mod?
Nah, you don't have to have a Pro Mod. Oh, no. That's only six cars.
And put my personal car. You're going to pay me $500 if I lose the first round. I'm going to get in there with my personal car. Good gracious.
Yeah. I'll bring my Fat Albert. Let's make it 8-car field. I'll jump in with my personal car. You jump in with your personal car. Let's go.
Right. Good.
Yeah, crazy. But hold on, you guys. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics.
Call out, me and you.
That's right. We go first round.
I got to make sure one of y'all will get to the next round, right?
Same, yeah, that's right.
That's the way to do it. Okay. Well, hold on. Let me make sure I open up this mic because I know this is one of the racers that was there and was doing his thing. 443-4219, your mic is open.
Joe, what's going on, buddy? Jeff.
What's going on, Jeff?
Going on, Jeff. What's
hey,
up, buddy?
Hey, Fat Albert. Hey, I was listening. Fat Albert told me that little, what's that, Dotson or whatever it was, all that noise?
Yep.
Yeah.
I tried to run him, too. I said, look, if I whip you, you just got to promise me you don't start that motherfucker up no more today. We ain't gonna race you no money. Just cut that loud motherfucker off.
That's a loud.
Hey,
yeah,
but thing of it is, if you look on Facebook, I don't know if it's Facebook, one of them places, you can find him. He races all over the place. They show his time and shit. Might be on YouTube or something.
Oh, okay.
They're real nice guys, though. Yeah, they're good guys.
They're good guys, man. They just want to race.
But that thing's fast.
Like
look
said,
on YouTube. It shows you the time. It shows you the
that's
time
awesome.
On YouTube.
He told me, he said, I said, man, you ain't got to tell me. What kind of motor? He said, well, it used to be an 82 cubic. I said, huh? Say that again. He said 82 cubic inches. Damn, 82? He said, yeah, now it's 108 now. Had me scratch my head on that one.
Well, Jeff, I had to clear the air about the fake news that you was a beauty queen or whatever with this car out there, you know, basically not doing anything, didn't race nobody.
Yeah, Avon told me that's what was said. I was like, no, that Jeff was calling out everybody. The hell out of it. I announced it on the microphone, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah.
Jeff
called out his own teammate.
He told
his old teammate he got everything in drag racing. His teammate told him to fuck himself.
Yeah.
But you know, we had Coretta locked in too. That big tire car. wheelie bars and shit, big motor. But we thought we was locked in, but they said, yeah, they'd be up in about an hour. Then they went back and said they had a couple spark plugs. They didn't like the way they looked or something, so they canceled that race. I don't know. What can I do? I don't.
Nah, you went to try to do something. Ain't nothing wrong. You ain't did nothing wrong. So
no.
When people go out there and
you
tell a different story, and then the sad part is that's the reason why I said about this here, fake news, we need to call it out. Because if you weren't there, all you're doing is listening to what somebody else said. And they say, oh, Jeff just turned around, just showing like a fashion show, showing a car. That's not fair. That's not fair at all to a racer that went out there to try to look and try to do something. Because people think that really happened. So that's why I said, put the real news out there. Fat Albert was on the mic. Fat Albert was the one up there calling everybody out on the mic, said Cassius Clay wants this one, wants that one. Fat Albert said he went out there and said he'll run anybody out on the premises. That was Friday night.
Yeah.
And he called everybody out.
Wicked Bird is mad because Fat Albert took his money. Because Wicked Bird said we couldn't get
on
the track.
Oh, hey, let me tell you what this this fool going to bet me that Jeff couldn't go A to B. I couldn't get in my wallet fast enough to make that bet. I said, that's a bet. Jeff went straight down Broadway. That's hopping. Man, y'all did that. No, you said he couldn't go straight down. Pay me my money.
Yeah.
Fat Albert, how many times you took out your wallet from you?
Okay, Sammy got me, y'all. Sammy got me. He put a hurting on me, y'all. That's something.
You put a hurting on Sammy.
Yeah, he
put a hurting on
Sammy. Joe, he kept trying to take advantage of me.
Hey, Sammy, he bought me some cucumber moonshine. I gave Fat Albert some tequila and softened him up, and he started betting me, so we did good.
Oh, no.
He said, bring me a little shot from that. Okay, no problem.
I should have just kept my butt back with Wicked Bird. I was whipping him every time. All them dumb bets he was calling out. Instead,
oh,
I go to Jolu, go to Sammy. God dang.
It was all
hey,
good. It was all fun. But, let me open up a couple of these mics for you guys because I see some more over here.
What do you say? Hold on, Jeff. What do you say, Jeff?
No, I said I was calling the show for like 20 minutes. It was full. Everybody must listen tonight. I couldn't get on.
Oh, man, I had people calling me, talking about, what time did the show start? I said, 6:30.
Well, I
got
to make sure. I
got
to cut.
Go ahead.
Huh? Go ahead, Jeff. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying this now that this show's over, we can't wait till this cancel walk. I think I just talked to Jarrell. He got all shitty on the phone. He said he's going to call me out first round. That motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he said he's going to take the student, going to beat the teacher. He's going to give me first round. I said, well, you line that raggy-ass Willie's up. I'll show you how to flip that motherfucker.
Goddamn.
Yeah, he must feel his oats over there. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I guess that change he did on that Willie's, I guess he did it right.
Me and Frank.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Right, Pat Albert?
Huh?
You have a first-round call-out.
Yeah, with that type of payout, I'm getting in it with my everyday driver. Shit, God damn.
Well.
the problem is, Joe, it's so many of them down there at one. I need my revenge. I need my revenge with Mark Jones. We got a fucking, we got a survivor. Lord.
Survivor said, he said, you're going to move first, and he's going to run around you.
If I move first, I'm going to get there first. I can tell you that.
He said, you move first. I said, when we said that, he said, you move first, he's going to move first, and he's going to go right around you. That's what he said now.
You can't catch gone, Joe. When I'm gone, it's gone. Too late.
Hey, look, what's the name said? He already know. Just tell the truth. He said, all those purses ain't true because, you know, you're just going to give everybody else those other purses and the $3,000 goes straight to him. That was Mark Jones. Mark Jones said I was going to just give him it. Just tell everybody else that they're going to have the other purses, and he got the whole $3,000. He said he's going to go through the whole field. Now, that came out of Mark Jones' mouth now.
That's
don't shoot the messenger.
He can't beat Mark. He can't beat Chittum. How the hell are you going to be the
best out?
Oh,
shit. Oh,
Lord.
Hey, that's tough. I talked to Francis the other day, and he said he wanted to call out Chittum first round. Them two got a little grill for us. They got a real grudge going on, really. They got a little thing going, a little beef going between the two.
No, they don't, do they?
That's what he said. He said a little beef. I mean, they're not going to beat each other up or nothing, but he said they got a little beef. He wants Chittum first round. I said, well, call him out, see if he accepts.
Wow.
I'm getting Darrell's ass. I'm going to get that little mouthy-ass Darrell's ass first lick. Unless he's talking shit. He got me head mad at him. Much I took care of that little bastard. Now he's going to go ahead and try. That's all right. He thinks he can get that.
Look, he laying on Jeff's couch like Jeff out there cutting grass. And he going to call Jeff out. Hey. God, no much.
Then he went to try to bet me. Then he come by at nighttime. He come by while I'm at work and take my goddamn shrimp out of the icebox. But now he going to call me out? That son of a bitch.
Oh, shit. Let me go in the chicken coop next time. Stay there. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up these mics because everybody's sitting here. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, Antoine?
What's going on? I'm sorry I missed the show, but I got plenty of calls this whole weekend that y'all had a fantastic show.
We had a good time.
I had pay-per-view for my cell phone, so I had a damn good time looking at what I was seeing.
Oh, okay.
But I want to tell Sammy, when you get that all-steel, all-glass class, when you actually get it up and going, so shoot me a flyer of your dates that you got going on. I know a couple cars that are willing to jump in. That's what they're mainly looking for is that all-steel, all-glass shootout. Nothing but a whole bunch of rules like what you have. So when you get it all situated in the dates, shoot me the flyer. Because I know a couple cars that'd be interested.
Yeah, you had a lot of people doubting that thing what Sammy was doing. I'm just going to tell you straight out before I can even – and while I'm on air, I might as well go ahead and tell it because a lot of people was up there shooting it down. And I had Sammy on the back line before we even talked. Before I even can say anything, and Sammy can tell you. I said, no, we're going to be trying Sammy's the way he does it. We did try it before, some other ones, and a lot of other guys wanted to go and put their thing on. I said, now it's a chance for Sammy, the person from the North, to go ahead and show you how they do it, and we're going to see what we like the best. And we like Sammy's the way he did it. It was great. No headaches, nobody crying about this, nobody crying about that. Because he had less rules and less restrictions, so it worked out fine. So anytime something like that can go along and go smooth, you got to keep it going. You know, like
absolutely.
They said, don't reinvent the wheel. So leave it the way it is. It's working, and it's working fine, and the guys are happy. Never mind, you're going to have a couple people here and there that are going to pout and cry. But you know what? The majority of them loved it. Keep it the way it is. You're doing a good job, Sammy. That's all I can say.
I can pass off to him.
Open up Tricky Ricky Mike. He's been trying to get on.
Did Tricky Mickey? Wait, let me see. Wait. I ain't seen no Tricky Ricky. What number is he under? What number? Come on. Tricky Ricky, hit me and tell me what number you under. And I'll make sure I squeeze it out.
The 2474, Joe.
Okay, hold on. He ain't got it up there. He got no 2474.
That's what he owns. Hey, Sammy, I see you about that motorcycle.
Tricky Ricky, hit that one button again, because I didn't. Uh-oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I got you now, Tricky. All right. He has his 20 minutes to say so until he gets ready. So, Chicken Ricky, the mic is, the floor is yours.
I don't need 20 minutes. I just want to say hello.
Hey, congratulations on your win. Congratulations. I want to thank you for making me some money. I got to bet all day long on you. Some of the people were betting against you. A lot of them was betting against you. So we got to all get bet. So it was great. I'm just going to say thank you.
You're greatly appreciated.
Look, I was going over there. Every time I win, I go and buy two more shrimp baskets, one for me, one for my wife. Here.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you know they old saying, they say he messed up the church's money. He literally messed up the church's money on that last one when he ran Gigantic. I never saw so many sad faces. Oh, my God. Oh, he messed up the church's money.
I've got a lot of lemons down there this weekend.
Huh?
Passed out a lot of lemons down there this weekend.
Yeah, man. Whew.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but since Collins are here, my Cash App ain't went off yet, homie.
Who's that?
I told him, and somebody can verify that I bet him that $50. I'll give it to him when I go to MIR Sunday. Not a big deal. That's all I say. If somebody can verify, I don't remember the bet. That's all I'm saying. If I did it, it's not a big deal. I paid it. I don't remember
what day was it. Because all I got to do is look back on the show. You tell me what day.
I honestly don't even remember what day it was. But if it is, I paid the $50. It's no big deal.
If I'm not mistaken, it wasn't last week. It was the week before.
It was the week before?
Yeah. Not the last show.
Fat Albert, you remember it? Oh, wait, you remember it, Fat Albert?
I remember they were talking about something, betting something, but I can't put 100% stamp on it. But see, that's why I was gone last week.
Was that the same thing me and Marcus got to going back and forth?
Yep. That's why I said the week.
It might have been. That's what I'm saying. If it is, just let me know. I'm a man of mine. I'll pay it. But I just don't remember is all I'm saying. I done did a lot of bets.
You remember the $100 bet you bet on me?
What $100 bet?
I just never.
See, he tried it. See that?
I just never. Joe, if you can go back, it wasn't last week because that's why I was out of town last week. It was the Tuesday before that.
Tuesday before, yeah.
Yeah,
this ain't no big deal, Rick. I've been MR Sunday. I give it to you cash in hand. Yes, sir. I'm going to give it to you with a smile because I'm proud of you.
Just cash at me. You can't throw that on the ground.
I just know what Fat Albert was doing on a bike this weekend.
Yeah, you're going to throw it on the ground, Rick. Cut it out.
I can do no shit.
You ain't going to have no opportunity to get that shit back on me, goddamn it. Just cash at me.
I want to know what Fat Albert was doing on a bike this weekend. That's all I want to know.
He was on a bicycle?
No, he was on a crotch rocket.
Somebody did.
Come on, man.
You know how Sammy is. He's going to find something. He's going to... Oh, boy. I'm looking at it
anyway,
now.
Anybody found Pee-wee? Where's Big Dave? I need to talk to Pee-wee.
We was going to get into that. I was waiting until Trigger Rick get his time because
Congrats on your win, Tricky Ricky, but we're going to beat up on your son right now.
Well, hold on. Let me just make sure I open this one mic first, and then y'all can go ahead. Because I did tell them before I go open up, I got three other mics after that also that I got
to
open up. 571-224-0, your mic is open.
What's happening, Joe?
What's going on, Paolo?
Nothing much. I heard that foolishness. He talking on you.
You
going to
call Jeff out first round next week?
Hey, we can get it done.
Oh, shit. Your teacher, your mentor, you going to call him out?
We can do it.
If you mess around and beat Jeff Rogers, you won't be able to go to his couch and get something to eat.
I gotta hang my jersey up, turn my keys in, everything.
Yep.
Yeah. But
see the whack towel at home.
Everything. I think I'm gonna be a good team player and let him get his revenge, cause he got some unfinished business.
Oh, so you ain't gonna give him the first round?
No, I ain't gonna give him first. I'm gonna let him live. I'm gonna give him a taste Sunday why he shouldn't call me out first round.
Oh shit!
All right.
He ain't here right now.
He'll be back on in a few minutes.
Get the popcorn ready, Fat Albert.
Yeah. Mhm. Look. Get that pillow and everything out, because Jarrell, you're gonna be sleeping in the chicken coop.
Yeah, it got a lot of space in it.
You want to talk to me? You go in the chicken coop.
Yeah, it got a lot of space in it, so I'll be all right.
Shit, not with those damn chickens. Shit.
Nah, them motherfuckers ruthless. Them bitches ruthless.
That's what I'm saying. You can get your ass in that coop if you want. But hold on, let me make sure I open up these mics, because I got to make sure everybody get in. Let me just make sure I get it. I know they were trying to get off with their stuff. 914-0471. Your mic is open.
Joe, Fat Albert, Jeff Rogers.
Yeah.
Pat, what's happening? I know why they call them Tricky Ricky now.
Big Dave, where's your boy at?
Yeah. Huh?
Where's your boy at? Where's your boy?
Who?
Your boy that hangs out on the porch with you.
Who, Pee-wee?
Yeah, Tricky Ricky's son.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Hold on.
Every baby must have a daddy.
Hold on. Let me make sure. Because I got to make sure I open those mics. I know y'all want to get a shout-out to them, so... 914-9870, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, it's Kevin Hunt. What's up, fellas?
What's up, Kevin?
Kevin, I wonder where you was at. What's going on?
Well, I just like to get in before the show, you know, before it gets off, in case something come up. I like to be in the loop. But, Joe,
right.
What I was able to see on the show, what they was live, man, it looked great. I mean, y'all did another bang-up job, man. I swear. The part that I was able, people that were showing it, and just to hear it now, man, I know it was a great show. Y'all do the right thing, man. Y'all put on great shows. And every time we come on, there's always some kind of side drama. Somebody said this, that, and the other, and I don't see it.
Yeah, that's how it is. I hate to say
it, but
Kevin, I'm going to say this. I got to say this before everybody gets off this, because I've seen Kevin's cars. And he said 2021, he's back out there, y'all.
2-2, deuces.
2022,
he's back out there,
that's
y'all.
That's what happened, man. Y'all got to forgive me, man. For the past couple of Sundays, I go up to the Gorilla Raj, and I've been putting stuff back together, and then we fire something up, and I smell that fucking gas and catch the vapors, and then I lose my mind, and then I start putting shit up again just to get me motivated.
And, you know, let me just, I got to say this, Kevin, and don't get me wrong. I do like MRI and everything, but for some reason down at Gallant, when it gets dark, that the way it looks going down, it looks like you're on TV or something, like it ain't real.
Really?
How you feel about that, Fat Albert?
Man, that track is so lit up. I mean, like you say, it is.
Yeah,
when it gets dark, it just gets better when it gets dark. Good.
Yeah,
so
blue lights and all that stuff, and then the wind light coming on top, man. This looks so flat going down, and you can see everything. It's like, wow.
Like making a movie.
Yeah.
And look, I'm just going to say
this. Talk about the atmosphere and how the appearance of the track look at night and all that, right? I was thoroughly impressed with the fact of they didn't do a whole lot of track prepping. They drugged the track a couple times, but they didn't really do a whole lot of track prep.
But for the simple fact to have Radio Tide Car and Big Tide Slick Cars, the boss, race together on the same service.
That's what I
said. And then had a special prepping. That
yep.
was what's up.
Well,
yep.
let me just tell everybody
exactly.
this here, and I'm going to let it go. People were going down the track, and they were so happy that they were going down and feeling so good. I think they forgot to take their foot out the damn gas. One of them ran you right to here and went down the sand pit, right?
No, that wasn't me.
That wasn't you? Well, anyhow.
It was
two or three people that went down there.
In.
It was just, I said, what the hell are they doing? They still in it. I'm listening.
Well,
I said, is they going to shut off? The boy came
guy,
back.
I
can tell you, the one of them was a Chevelle. He said, if
hey, you know what
I'm doing, Joe, he said, I didn't want to get out of it.
You know what I think it was? It was the same thing that Mr. Larry McKenzie fell victim to. Some people thought that's a quarter-mile track, and it ain't. So, they kept going a little further than they fucking were supposed to, and then the track ran out, and you got to make that motherfucking left turn to get off that bitch, and you going in the gravel. I think that's what happened.
Yeah, because the one kid I know with the Chevelle, he said, man, it felt so good. I just said, heck with it, man. Car was singing so good. He said, man, I thought I was about to call my attention. I was kept on getting, man. I said, I still got some. I said, what in the hell? But he went on. He just got the stuff out the car, went on back there, made him another pass.
Yeah, Lavin wanted
all
to be
good.
The first to the return road. He wanted to be the first one to the return road. That's what happened to him.
Yeah.
The one guy with the Beretta, he went down. He said his throttle cable broke. But he said, you know.
Okay.
He was like, whoa. He said that would happen with him, but he said he's selling North Carolina rocks. If anybody want to, he's selling about a pound. He said he got about 300 pounds of rocks up in the car. So, if he said, with the car, all right, he will be at Custom Tees on the 30th. He said he will be there. He said, the car okay, though. He said, but I'll
Joe,
be there on the 30th.
Joe.
Southern portion,
southeast North Carolina, they had a goddamn meeting on Tricky Ricky ass this morning.
What happened?
They had a meeting on his ass. He done whooped the whole Rico Mafia in one goddamn weekend. They don't like
one
it.
Weekend.
They don't like it.
Hold on.
Like
you ain't heard the best of it. They trying to get him in the beginning of the year, in March. They said he don't come down there no more to this year. When if he come down there in March, we going to add him. He got a bullseye that he's like trying to put on his back.
Yeah.
I'm like, sure you heard it, right, Ricky?
No,
yeah,
I haven't.
Come on. You didn't hear it? Yeah.
No, I have. Didn't get it. Both of them, again.
Yeah, because that's what they're trying to get him at. The same thing at Galan again.
Joe. I guarantee motherfucking T, it's going to be worse.
Joe, you know when you was a little kid, you and your friend go to the playground, and your friend get in a fight, and he get beat up. And you say, I wish he would have hit me like that. Goddamn, Trick Ricky whooped both friends.
Oh, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I laughed my head off. Oh, man. It was good because you could look. But you know what? I got to say one thing, though. They were good sportsmen about it. They laughed.
No, they weren't.
Zach Hanson, one of them guys, he got to laugh. You gotta laugh.
Joe, hold on, Joe. He didn't laugh the first time.
Wasn't
no good sport about it. Huh?
Well, the first time I'm not gonna say the first. He had no. Hold on, Tricky. This is what I saw. Of course, we had somebody decide to go back and tell him. I think the lights was at that 1,000-foot mark. They had the wrong thing on, right? Am I right?
Hey.
And the person that went back and said it basically trying to cause a little confusion. And I'm just going to be, I'm going to leave it as that. You know? And
well, I mean, I provided
really
all the proof that he needed to see.
Well, Joe, when I got both of them alone, I told him, look, y'all two go to the tower and let the tower call it. And what she did, she went back and looked. And she printed out the margin of victory was 0.005. So that's how close the race was. So, but
now,
nothing wrong with our system. It's not on 1,000 foot because they were printed out on your ticket if the 1,000 foot beam was turned on. So,
and I'm quite sure you,
Ricky,
I'm quite sure you heard who was the one that when it said that started that that the lights is wrong and went to 1,000 foot.
I personally have not heard any of that.
When you talk to Monster Jones, he'll tell you. He's gonna have you laughing. But that's what started that first time. But I'm just saying, when he went and go to the
tree. Was that one of the people that bet against me?
No, he was actually the cameraman.
Get the fuck out of here.
And that was the confusion. That was the confusion because he was trying to start a couple things. But, you know, it is what it is. And you asked Monster Jones, I ain't got to say. He'll tell you right off the bat because he said he was going to say something to him.
So we can officially call him. We can officially call him Little Wee Wee now, right?
You got it crazy. But anyhow, I was glad. I was
so
glad
when is
to
the,
see.
When is,
huh? Go ahead.
Huh? When is the date for March?
It's going to be March 25th and 26th.
25th and 26th.
I see. You got the ball.
And October the 15th and 16th again. October 15th, 16th again.
And you know what? And let everybody know it was great because they work with me.
14th and 15th.
Huh?
I'm sorry. October 14th.
Yeah.
I said the one in March 25th, 26th. Yeah.
But
go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, to say that work with us great and everything worked out good. And anytime somebody can turn around and tell you not to stop nothing, don't worry about it. Ain't worrying about the machines. You guys, we're going to get it back out. We're going to try it. We're going to do whatever we got to do. And I promise you, you ain't going to have no problem hooking. You got to love them to do something like that. Some people give up and say, okay, that's the end of the day. You know? All right, we got your money, that's it. Oh, well.
Yeah,
done deal.
Miss,
I got to get
Miss
something
Dana,
out of the truck. I'll be right back, okay?
Right. Miss Dana is a real, they're real nice people. All I can tell you is that we got,
even Friday night, everybody was trying to do money runs at the last minute. Say, try to get them up here. Rush them. Got to 11 o'clock. I said, wow.
Sammy.
We'll run them all the way to 11.
Yeah.
That's it. But I got to make sure I open up a couple more of these mics because
Why are you looking for Pee-wee? Why are you looking for Pee-wee? For what, Sammy?
I just want to wish him a happy birthday.
I tell you why I'm looking for Pee-wee, because I kept saying, he coming. I know he coming. They were like,
There was no deposit. There was no deposit locked in. They weren't locking no deposit.
I just want to wish him a happy birthday.
Oh, okay.
But Short Dog said he called him and said, okay, he said he didn't do it on Tuesday, but he called him and said, I'm ready to go ahead and lock in now.
What day was that?
Short Dog said he called him and said, come on, we ready to lock in. He said, I'm going to give you your $100 because I said Tuesday I was going to lock in.
Troy said that happened on Wednesday, and after that he didn't want to lock in. He only wanted the $100.
Yeah. Short Dog told me that he called him on Wednesday because he couldn't find the ladder to reach the phone.
So he found
the ladder. Finally got, he finally called him.
Mm-hmm. So if Troy would have came on Tuesday, it still wouldn't have got locked. Is that basically what y'all saying?
No.
Because Little Howie had the ladder.
I thought he was still, because Troy kept saying he ain't coming out.
I said Pee-wee coming.
And Troy told me, he said, well, Albert, you sit here and keep hope alive. He ain't coming. I said, man, I know Pee-wee coming. Watch this. And as the day went on, I said, damn, I guess he ain't coming.
Well, I'm pretty sure Pee-wee on the line.
Well, Did Pee Wee get his his deposit, the money that he lost, that they for the they lost?
Joe, ask the host of the show to open his mic.
Joe is the host.
Tell the man to hit the one button. Tell the man to hit the one button. Somebody call Pee Wee.
This is mighty strange.
Call
Pee Wee.
Ain't happening.
Call Pee Wee.
Ain't happening. If I call him, it ain't going to be.
You don't want to call your buddy? You don't want to call your
would,
buddy?
Call Pee Wee.
I can't call him. I'm driving.
Don't, listen, ain't no need in nobody calling. He listening to this show. And Joe, you should know his number by heart. Your damn near cousin.
I'm just messing with y'all. Y'all know I'm playing.
I know.
Oh, man, come on now. Hold
hey,
on,
Fat Albert. A couple
yeah,
of them cars yeah. you was looking at, they got your name on it for next year, Fat Albert.
Oh, okay. That's good.
They got your name on it. But besides that, I want to, every time they, Fat Albert, every time
yeah.
you at the track and everything, I don't know why when they take a picture of you, you always got a plate in your hand. Like, is that shit prearranged or what?
Oh, hey, that's
Kevin.
Kevin. They knew I was eating
Kevin.
Lunch. I was eating
Kevin.
Lunch. You know, taking my
yeah,
break
Dave.
That I deserve. But they did
okay,
lunch.
You had a break.
It
they always catch you with a plate. Always.
Yeah, it was on break
Kevin.
Time. It was my break time.
Kevin, did you go
yeah,
to college?
Yeah, Dave. Huh?
You went to college?
Yeah, I got a couple of years college.
Okay. The man name is Fat Albert.
So what that supposed to mean?
He's supposed to have a plate in his hand every time you see him.
No, that's just my CD hammer. Once again. Okay, now moving on, Kevin. That was a waste of 5 seconds listening to that. But anyway, it was my break time.
Okay.
Miss Tammy Jones and Miss Brittany Kent, they bought me a plate and a soda. Said, Fab, you done been up here all the time. We know you ain't ate nothing. So they
good,
me
good
a
report.
I thank them.
Because I wanted to do another race with you. I want to give you the break and the clear in a 20-yard race on foot.
Man, well, you got to give me everything in drag race to the 60-foot.
God damn,
listen.
Oh gosh. All right, y'all carry on because I know Joe got to get some people on this line.
Yeah, hey, Fat Albert, you might have had that food and everything, but tell them what you had to wash it down with.
Joe gave me some tequila and lemonade. No, it was tequila and stuff.
That was what the hell was that thing called? Cucumber moonshine. You got to try that. You got to try it.
Hey,
you got to try it.
Open up his mic, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, you have to try that,
but
Kevin.
But it was good, though. You got to try that, Kevin. That thing was right there, Kevin. Yes, sir.
Cucumber moonshine.
Yeah, that's
oh,
almost
yeah.
like a vegetable. Cucumber. Damn, they're making it out of everything.
I ain't gonna lie.
You'll never know it's cucumber.
It's
the way it tastes. You would never think it's cucumber.
Right.
Nah.
Smooth. Yeah, well. It's real good though. Real good. And of course, Butchie didn't bring me nothing, but I'm not gonna bring that up. But I'll talk about that.
Hey man. Hey.
He had enough. He had something.
When I was up there, you told me to get out from up there.
No, that was at the moment somebody was ready to race. You know, Steve was the bought one for me.
Wow. Hey, Butch, he said the same thing. He said the same thing about me, Butch. When we was at Buzz Creek, I bought him a whole jug, and he blew me off, just like he blew you off. Now he want to throw you under the bus. I end up giving it to Wicked Bird. He wouldn't even so much as crack a cover. He just shooed me off. So, Butch, don't fall for it. He did the same thing to me. See, that's why he giggled. He know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But I do want to thank the Badmouth crew. Them guys right there, oh, my God, woo, Jesus.
What about them?
Them some stand-up guys, man, stand-up guys.
Oh, yeah, they're a fun bunch, man, for sure.
Stand-up guys. I called Marcus Wongers on the phone. When he came over there and got up that golf cart and came to my golf cart, It was on and popping right then, boy. Good God Almighty. Woo-wee.
All right. 443-7807. Your mic is open.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
All right.
Derek,
good evening. How's everything? How you doing, Mr. Bongo? How's everything?
Doing pretty good. I'm on Marcus's line because naturally the lines are full. I guess I was late to the show. I'm not sure how much I actually missed, and I'm not sure if you addressed the situation that happened with me and Jump down there at Galat.
I'm just being real about it. That's like water under the bridge, and I'm just saying right now things happen, and the other stuff I had to make sure everybody knows. That the other guy that came over at the end, that called himself jumping through, we don't even know who the person was. Nobody know on either
That's
side.
Right.
And he had nothing to do, and it's the first thing if something happens like that, it could have happened anywhere. It could have been at a basketball game. It could have been anywhere. So I'm just letting everybody know.
100%.
It had nothing to do with the racing.
Okay, nothing. But I just felt like I owed it to you guys, the race, the fans, the racers, the staff, you know what I mean? I'm just being a man on my behalf and saying that I apologize to everybody because that's just not who I am. That's first and foremost. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. For every action, there's a reaction, and I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to clear the air and let everybody know that Marcus was not involved because I've heard so many backline chatters.
That was fake news. That's the reason why I'm just letting everybody know. Fake news, and I did say something about when the thing went off or whatever, something happened. I was over there taking care of a deposit thing and with Mark
right.
over there. So basically me and him was talking, so he wasn't even around it. But, you know, that's the bad part because people, if somebody don't like you, the first thing they do is got to throw you inside something. You ain't got nothing to do with it. And I'm just being real about it, and that's all what basically what happened. And that, he's got a hater fan, and that's all to it. Let's be real.
Yep.
And I'm just going to say this a lot because when you start doing something, you start getting popular or you turn around, you're racing, you're doing whatever, you're going to have a hater because you're starting to be a winner, you know. Everybody tell you off the bat, you're going to have those people that's going to be against you be jealous. And it's so stupid because everybody's just having a fun. I'll say this
about.
One, and I'm going to let everybody know this here. When Tricky Ricky raced Gigantor, Marcus bet on Tricky Ricky. All right? So even though that you
too.
Hear them might go at it, guess what? Where did he bet?
What
I mean? A lot of people like to throw stuff in the game and don't even know what really happened. You know? Listen, we might be turning around and be mad and joking around, goofing off and everything sometime, but, you know, we stick together and have fun, and that's all about it. You know, some people take it too serious, and that's all to it. But when it comes down to it, you know who's real and who real. Anyway, and I'm so glad I saw everybody stick together with the other stuff that went down. I don't condone it, but I'm glad everybody stuck together. And I'm just saying that truthfully. I'm glad nothing happened. Nobody got hurt. That's all I can tell you. And to me, you did nothing wrong, and it is what it is, and we going to move on. We going to, you know, make it better.
Yeah,
that's all.
Joe, let me say this. Like I said, it was an unfortunate incident. We're going to move on. Like you said, it's water under the bridge. We're going to leave it there. We're not going to, but, you know, both parties, I guess they both realized that, hey, you know, I didn't mean for it to happen that way, but it did. But it's over with. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
We're not going to keep dragging on. And like you said, the ones that starting shit, Joe, is the ones that weren't even there. Didn't even see it.
Those are the ones that started, exactly.
And so, you know.
That's the sad part.
Derek, I appreciate what you was wanting to do and come on and say that. And I thank you for it. But I haven't said nothing because I'm going to leave it there. You know, I'm just talking about the Tricky Ricky wins, y'all wins, Bam Bam wins. Sammy wins. That's what I want to talk about. So I'm not going to keep that incident going on to make the show. We don't need that to make the show. We can talk about all the good things to make our show. Me and Joe's show, we can talk about all good things. So, but, you know, I'm glad you came on and said that. You apologize. That's just an incident that we all wish never happened, but it did. But we're going to leave it there, and we're going to move on.
And, And I'm glad you said that, Fat Albert, because a lot of people dwell on trying to certain things to happen and prosper for it and get publicity. We don't want it. And just like right. there's a race that, like I told a person, I don't want a certain race to happen because I know there'll be problems. And everybody said, no, to bring all a lot of people in. I don't want it to happen. There's certain races right. that I will not, I don't want it to bring my show. Everybody said, you should promote. No, I don't want that one because I know something's up with it. And I'm going to leave it alone.
Okay.
And I asked both of them to leave it alone. And that's how we going to move on. We ain't going to do that. I mean, not at anyone else. As long as I got my show, certain things I won't let happen. And I'm glad it's like that. And they turned around. Everything's crushed on that. Somebody tried to bring it up before on air. And I'm glad everybody said, nah, that's dead. It's dead. Both sides said it's dead. And it's dead. Nobody needs to bring it up. And that's it. We moved on and like men. And that's how it's supposed to be. They handle it, and it's done. They did their thing on the back line, and nobody has to know everything. I'm being real about it. They apologized to each other. Everything was good. Misunderstand, be done with it, and we keep it moving. And that's how it's supposed to be.
All right.
You know, but I hate to say it, but we do have some people that like to stir the pot. So we know how it goes. But if you're a man about it, everybody keep moving, and ain't nobody worried about it. Nobody going to feed into that kiddie stuff. That little third grade stuff, you know what I mean? Basically, you know, you can fall into the trap for somebody to try to say, well, he said and this one said, nah. You know, that's why I try to turn around and say, with this fake news stuff that came out, we need to call out on people when they start because those would be the ones that instigate and stuff. And it's not right. So I'm glad it's over. I'm glad everybody had a good time. I enjoyed y'all regardless, whatever happened, that little thing. That didn't involve me. I went down there and like, man, you know, at the end of the night, Marcus called me down there, you know, apologized for everything, whatever. He said, you know, and I talked to you, Mr. Wong. He's probably, hey, listen, I had no problems at all with it. I'm just being real about it. I had no problems. I said what I said, and it was done. We ain't got to worry about it. Everything is good. Everybody else is good with it. We good with it. I don't let nobody
hey,
else fuel anything with it. It's done.
Thank
you.
Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe. Yeah. King
yeah.
Nate was at the track?
King
yeah.
Nate was there.
Yep.
King
yeah,
Nate
was there. Yep. Nate was there.
He had a car there?
He had
yep.
a car there.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted
matter
to make
fact,
sure.
Matter of fact, let me just wait.
I wanted
wait,
to make
wait,
sure
no,
somebody
me...
heard. I wanted to make sure somebody
hey, Joe,
heard.
Hey, Joe, you can close me out, Joe. I just want to get in and say my piece, buddy. I'm out of here. Y'all have a good
no
evening.
No problem. I appreciate you. And
all right,
we respect you. Right. Everything was great. Thank
thanks,
you for
Fat
coming.
Albert.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Pop.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Let me see. Let me open up this mic because it might be somebody I know that might want to say something. That 718-667-6572. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe?
Hello.
Big Dave. Yo.
Yo.
All right, who we got
name?
Here?
Hey. Hello.
Uh-huh.
We hear you.
Yeah, this is Nate. I heard I hit the one button, but he said he was trying to run the 20-yard dash with Fat Albert, so I was going to close my mic back, man.
No, don't close your mic. Keep it open. please keep it open. Because you up here telling lies. Yeah, you know, my people got back to me. They humored you that day. So I got the 1-1, huh? I knew that was a fucking lie, so we ain't got to go no further. I know that was just grandstanding. I know you was bullshitting with that. Because if you stupid enough to take it, I'm smart. If you stupid enough to give it, I'm smart enough to take it. But we know that ain't going to happen. But, yeah, we'll do it since you brought your car there with, you know, and everything. I guess you doing a little something, and I'm just getting started. So it's next year.
The hell with that shit. You got it.
You gave it to me. Like I said, you stupid enough to give
it
to me. I'm smart enough to take it.
But we ain't gonna argue. We ain't gonna waste no time.
We ain't did that shit. The last time we had something stupid, but we good. That's all that need to be said.
Yeah.
You offered it, and I'll take it.
Yeah, I want to give it to you, all that. Yeah, 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 I'm gonna be nice. Yeah,
it is
yeah.
not. It is not a problem. It's accepted.
Just hurry up. Just hurry up. Just hurry up.
I take it to Queen Nate.
Huh?
I'll take it too, Queen Nate.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm
Sammy.
All y'all weak motherfuckers got one and one. Shit, it ain't just you.
Damn! Oh, shit!
It ain't just you.
No, Nate, that's
yeah,
Sammy you talking
about.
To. That's Sammy.
He talking all that shit, Big Dave, like I won't offer and all them motherfuckers one and one. You crazy as fuck. Ain't nobody scared of no
that's
damn
Sammy. No, that's Sammy you talking to. That's Sammy.
I know that Sammy. Sammy, no, I told him he got one and one, too. Shit, I don't give a fuck about y'all. You crazy as hell, man. Fuck it. Yeah, man.
Sammy, how would you like to spend your deposit money you going to get?
This ain't no North Car.
Sammy. I was asking Sammy a question. I just want to know how Sammy going to spend his deposit money that you going to pay off.
I'm going to go to Disney World.
Ask your boy Butchie Woods, do it look like I'm going to pay a fucking deposit?
Because you got a concert. Hey, I can take somebody to my garage and show them cars and shit like that. I'm just going by past history. But it's all good. We're coming into a new year. Like I said, I ain't about all that chit-chat and shit. I'm too old for that chit-chat and shit. But we'll see you early in the year, boss, at one of them good tracks.
Anybody come on here, what about March? March ain't soon enough.
I said in the new year.
Kev Hunt, you come to North First South next year, man. You got the fucking break.
I don't know where North South is.
Is that Galat?
What month?
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Good night.
I heard what he said, but I don't know dates, man. Y'all just, that's like telling me, you know.
March 25th.
All right, I'll do everything in my power to have shit ready for March. That's the best I can do. I'll have, I'll have everything that I can do physically to have something for March.
Yeah, and that's the best
I can do.
Hey, that's any of your cars.
I know. I got three of them. Don't worry about it.
That's right. That's any of them. Pick which one, the fastest one. Pick it.
Now, I'm going to fuck you up with that break with the slowest one to prove a point to your smart ass. But anyway, that's all speculation.
Hey, check this out since we boss playing on the phone. You got three cars. I got three cars. Lock the fuck in, all three cars. Now. You pick.
I love it.
Thank
now,
you
for
using Boss Talk Radio.
You pick.
Good night.
You pick, boss player. You pick. I got a Chevelle. I run that Trans Am. Head the fuck up with that Chevelle. You got a Malibu. I got a Malibu. You got that weak-ass Camaro. What the hell I got? I run that shit with my fucking Mustang. Small block. Fuck out of here, that weak shit you got. All
right. Well, just like last time, you making a movie.
How the hell am I making a movie?
Man, it's all chit chat. I'm just like I said. You know, this is what you do. You get on the radio and you want to be a big baller.
All right,
we'll see. Listen, man. Like I said, next year is next year. We gonna see. And I'm gonna do everything in my power to get there. North South is at Galat March. Joe.
Yes, in March. Yep,
yeah,
in March.
25th and 26th. March the 25th, 26th.
All right. I don't know about
anybody
all three.
Come on here and talk shit to Kevin Hunt. I've been with that man. Kevin Hunt, I've been with
Kevin. Kevin.
Good.
Kevin.
Good. That's how you spend your money. That's your business.
Kevin.
Yeah, Dave.
Kevin.
Yeah.
From now, you are barred from the porch. You got to sit outside on the street in the chair.
Boy, y'all are suckers for lip service, boy. Anybody come and rub y'all on the back and whisper something in your ear, y'all go. Y'all are suckers for some bullshit, boy.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
I'm going to go live. I'm going to show this
sucker for lip service.
Sitting outside.
Yeah, y'all suckers for that lip
in
service.
In the chair by himself.
It might keep y'all warm and tingly, but it don't do shit for me. All that shit is mouth, man.
That's all it is, Kevin.
That's all it is. It's conversation, Fat Albert.
I damn near whipped myself. I damn near, I had to.
That man came on the show and said, he said,
is
this
the first time he
it?
Came on the show and said some shit and took a fucking car down there or didn't show or didn't do whatever?
Oh.
Hey, come on, man.
Hey, check this out, man.
But that's here nor there. That's here nor there. I don't get into what he do because,
hey,
you know, what I eat don't make him shit. So whatever he do, how he do his thing, that's his thing, man. When I'm racing, I race. That's it. And I haven't been racing, but like I said, now I'm putting shit back together. And next year, I'm more than certain. If I got two cars together by that time, I'll bring two. If I got them all three, he can get all three. And we see how that lip service worked then.
I apologize, Kevin, man. But
you ain't
got to
apologize. This is you. This is what you do.
Ain't
nothing to apologize for, man. This is a grudge racing show. This is what we do. We get people hyped. Me and you can bring a crowd. Shit, that shit might be televised when I come back out because I'm a boss.
Can me and my team get everything in drag racing, all our cars, too? King Nate?
Say what?
Can me and my team cars get the break, too, all of us?
I don't know. Who is this?
That's Sammy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that small block you got, hell yeah, you get the fucking break.
I mean, all my team cars all get the break too. All my cars and team cars.
No, I don't know what you got. I just know that lazy horse you got.
Nigga
Stay quiet. I just sold the bitch yesterday.
Wow.
I'm gonna do you like I did Sean Lomax. It's still the same fucking car, ain't it? Tell a motherfucker to bring the bitch. It's the same car.
Fuck it, I'm gonna fuck you up next year, 2022.
I'm still running, motherfucker.
I'm sick of you.
Still the same car. That's all right. Jeff Rogers too. You know what?
Hold on, Nate.
Pump your brakes.
He done lost his fucking mind.
Dick break.
I'm going to send you a $1,000.
Nate, I was on your side, Nate. I was on your side, but damn.
One thing about me, man, I run alone, man. I don't need nobody on my side, B. That's all I'm saying.
I don't need nobody on my side, man.
It's always been me against the world. Always.
I understand.
Always.
Okay. Oh, good report.
Always.
I understand.
I'm just saying. I know we.
I'm locking you in for the 26.
But anybody that can get Kevin Hart, I'm going with that person that can get Kevin Hart. I don't like him. I love
King
him,
Nate.
But I don't like him.
King
I like him, but I don't love
King
him. Nate. No, I love him, but
King
I don't
Nate.
Like him.
King Nate, I'm going to lock you in for for March 26th.
Hey, but look, I don't want to take away from the I don't want to take away from the show from Joe and I'm talking
about.
No,
but I
want to
lock it in right now. Send me $1,000 for Fat Albert right now.
The good event they had. I don't have $1,000, Sam. The good event that they had this weekend. I want them to talk about that, man. About the good event they had this weekend.
It was nice hanging out with you for a little bit.
But we want to thank you for coming, man. For real.
That was a pretty Malibu. She was pretty.
Yeah,
thanks for coming and supporting, you know. Real talk.
No doubt.
But you still,
I'm
still on your ass this year.
Yeah. I'm with you, Sammy, man. I just don't want to take up the show, man, because I'm damn sure going to do what I And, hey, Big Dave, next time you talk to your boy EP, tell him that Mustang running too, man.
Come on, man. We having a good show, man. You want to talk about a dud.
Dave will start shit up.
I take my Cadillac and run EP car. Come on, man. Stop.
I'm just saying, man. I'm here, man. I'm ready, man. So, you know, I'm here. I'm listening, man. So anybody,
the word out there that you race ready. Ain't that? That's what you're supposed to do when you race ready.
I'm here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm here. Uh-huh. Yeah. But we'll be doing stuff all, you know, all over.
Oh,
hopefully in Georgia.
That's Chevelle, All Steel, All Glass, right?
Yep.
Oh, Joe, don't you start me shit.
Joe.
No.
Joe.
I know he's All Steel, All Glass. I figured, you know.
What?
I know he's going to be looking for something All
figure?
Steel, All Glass.
What did you figure? Who
got All Steel, All Glass,
Chevelle? Sammy.
Who got All Steel, All Glass?
Sammy.
No, that's what.
Mate got an All Steel, All Glass Chevelle.
Oh, he better keep it in the garage. That's all I got to say.
You running with the wagon? You running with the safety wagon? With Charlie Brown?
I wish he would.
Charlie Brown 2.0.
I wish he would.
Ooh.
Charlie Brown 2.0.
I wish he would. Shut up, Nate.
He
ain't going to give him the back tie. Shut up, Nate. You ain't going to give him the back tie. Shut up.
I don't need no spot. Lock in. Fuck it. All right. Well, heads up. March 26.
Shut up, Nate.
You can count
up
until your fingers fall off.
Huh? Nah, come on,
shit.
Man. I don't do all that. I'm poor, man. I don't do all that. I'm poor. I can't do that, Sammy. So we can race, though.
All right. I'll wait for you when you're ready. I'll race you for a cheeseburger.
Damn.
Yeah, we can do that. We could do that, man. You ain't fucking me up with the IRS.
Oh, Lord. Hold on, you guys. I got to open up these mics because there's a lot more here.
Hey, Sammy,
but you know I'm for real, though. I'm dead serious, though. We can talk all that other shit in a minute, but I'm dead ass serious. I fucked that wagon up.
That wagon is not going to come out next year. It's sold already. I sold everything.
But you got, well, if you got an All Steel, All Glass car coming out next year, I run it. I don't give a fuck what it is.
Okay.
As long as it's yours.
Yes, sir. Oh, everything is mine, baby. Everything.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was saying to Kevin. But even his weak-ass crew, if they got a fucking car, I'll run them. I don't give a fuck who know Kevin.
No, that's my Uncle Kevin now. That's my uncle.
Montana, hey, his boys got something, too. People that built his car, weak-ass people.
Man, okay. Man, listen, man, you be off the grid for fucking 5 years, and you must have just got out of fucking rehab. They better take your retarded ass back. Motherfucker, you been in the – here you come, boy. This is just like you. Been off the grid for 5 fucking years, and then you come back with that fucking crazy talk.
Hey.
They
let him out of the G-Bos.
Sammy, this is all lip service. This is what they do, man. This is what they do.
No,
you gotta expect
he locks
this,
in.
Man.
No, he locks in. He locks in.
Yeah.
Okay, but I got to stick up for him a little bit. He
man, don't worry
in.
About it. I got his fast-talking ass covered. This motherfucker, he get on here, like I said, he want to be relevant, make points, blah, 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 and you got Big Dave all fucked up. Now I can't go sit on Dave's porch no more because you said some crazy shit. And fuck you too, Dave. See you next time I bring you a pizza from Long Island.
Ain't
you're
gonna
no secret.
Two, you're gonna have
listen,
two
ain't
kids
no
outside
secret.
I'm gonna go sit on one.
Nate always been my man. Ain't no fucking secret.
I wish I'd have known that before I brought you that pizza Sunday. I'd have told you, let your man bring your fucking pizza.
You didn't send me that pizza. You were just a delivery boy. That's all you were.
Yeah, true. That. You lucky Russell like you. When I tell him what the fuck going
on,
see the next time you get it.
Hold up. Let me make sure over these mics. You got me. Oh, man. Y'all crazy. 845-0695. Your mic is open. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. Hello? How's everything?
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Good. It's Anthony, the guy that drives the ghetto cowboy.
Oh, the naked cowboy.
The what?
The naked cowboy, right? Ain't that what you call you?
No, concrete cowboy.
Oh,
concrete.
Oh.
Ghetto cowboy. I'm sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
Nah.
No, no problem.
I'm from New York. You
know,
they got the naked cowboy.
So
I get them confused.
Oh, you talking about that guy in Manhattan that they be taking pictures with?
Yeah. I get them confused.
Cut it out.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
How's everything?
Everything is good. I finally got to meet Marcus, Sweet and Low. I gave him, you know, the DP money that we had. Cool guy. But where is LaRon? Anyone knows LaRon?
He'll be on here. He'll be here in a little bit. I was supposed to meet up with him, so he's gonna be coming.
Okay.
Actually, I got to meet him up with tonight. But he should be.
Oh.
He might be. LaRon might be here if you want to hit the. LaRon, hit the one button if you're here. Let me see.
I told
he posted
you
on Facebook.
When I
he
saw you
on Facebook that he was done for the year.
Oh. I told Joe that he said he wasn't going to come down. And I was right. So I think he owes me some DP money. And I think, Antoine? Antoine's on here, right?
Yeah, Antoine's on here.
Yeah, I think you owe me some.
Oh,
no,
Antoine's off
I think,
here. But I click him in.
He's off there.
Come and get on here.
Yeah, I think he owes me because LaRon was supposed to race the Bounty Hunter and didn't show up. And I believe I bet him $100 that he won't clear. So that's what I wanted to say.
Well, if you bet him that he won't clear it and the race didn't happen, you don't get paid for that. But if you bet it the way the deposit goes, then you get paid. Now, if he didn't race and you guys, that's what you were betting on, and you didn't race, you can't get anything. The only thing you can get is the deposit from the other one that put the deposit up. Now, if you went to where
gotcha.
The deposit goes, then you get paid.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's the only way you get paid like that. If the race didn't happen,
and then
you can't get paid or nothing like that.
Gotcha.
That's the rule.
And then
yeah.
Who pays the person? Like, I didn't know who to talk to who paid me for LaRon.
Well, LaRon is supposed to have been there. You guys had the deposit. Y'all both held your deposits yourself. So basically, you got to get it from LaRon. That's the reason why you had a DP man and they make them, everybody send their money to each other. So nobody has to chase nobody for money. When you turn around,
gotcha.
I'm just saying, but that's the reason why. I'm just letting you know. That's why a lot of times when guys say, why do you want a DP man? You know, the reason why, because once that DP man's got that money, he gives them right there. Like when, Marcus? I had to pull him to the side. Here you go, Marcus. Boom. Buck, I had to give Buck his. Same thing, you know. I had their DPs. They actually cashed at me, and I just gave them cash. I had cash on me, so I just gave it to them. I said, I don't even want to go through all that from the cash app. But that's how it goes. That's
yeah.
the best way to go. You know.
All
that's
right,
why
I'm just saying
for reference to everybody out here. That's why it's so good to have a deposit man. You don't have to follow, look for somebody. You might not see him until I don't know when. It's great to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
I know a lot of people said no.
But, no, I know a lot of guys that say, no, I trust you, you know what I mean? But when's the next time you're going to see a person? You know what I mean? Something might happen,
yeah.
and guess what? The next time you see them might be next year. You know what I mean? Something
yeah,
like that.
No,
the funny part
yeah,
no,
I'm not
just
worried about
because
it.
He did say, no, I'm just saying, just like he said, Dave, I think Dave said it, said he's done for the year, right, Dave? Someone said he was done for the year.
No,
he posted
I
on
understand.
Facebook that he was
well,
done
I didn't
for the
see
year.
It, but I'm not even talking about it. The whole thing is I just want to know how it goes and who do I see. That's basically it.
Well, whoever
like,
you talk to, since you talked to LaRon.
You
got to see LaRon. But if you were to turn around and say, I want Fat Albert as DP man, both of you guys send the money to Fat Albert. Fat Albert can be able to cash out you right now and have your money. That same time, same day.
Get Joe on the phone after the show. Get Joe on the phone after the show. He'll call LaRon and y'all work it out.
I understand. Forget it. You're not understanding the part I'm saying. It wasn't about getting the money. I was wondering how do you do it? What do you have to do? And you guys explained it. That's all. I'm not worrying about it. I just want to know how, who do I look for? But you guys explained it.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. Well, I'm quite sure. If Laurent, if you on here, you make sure you hit that one button. But hold on, wait
for real,
guys, because I got like seven
hey,
mics open and we
Joe,
only got.
Hey Joe, I'm gonna tell you something.
Yes.
My man sound like somebody when your ass sleep and shit, and you wake up, he looking over your ass while you in the bed.
Oh, this guy got jokes. Who's that guy talking?
I'm talking about you. That's what you sound, man. For real, man. You sound like shit. I'm supposed to wake up. Fucking bed, man. For real. LaRon, pay that man.
Oh, boy. It's not about the money, but I guess you don't understand. It's okay.
I understand, but that voice, shit. Pay that man, LaRon.
Yeah, he said he sounded like your scary uncle.
Yeah, crazy. Hold on a second. Let me just put up some more mics here. Hold up. 201-9355. Your mic is open. 201-9355. Your mic is open.
What's up, guys? Cliff in the house, man.
What's going on, Cliffy?
Man, what's happening, Cliff? Ain't nothing to it, man.
Oh, shit.
Me and the fellas here at Park Auto, we just listening to y'all, man. We just chilling. Hey, but listen, Cowboy, somebody, how the fuck you unlocking a deposit and then ask how does this go? In the future revenues, man, I ain't trying to be funny or slick, but, you know, once you lock it in, then you know must know how it goes. But you'll get your money, I think. You know, I just had to say that because I
no, no. The thing is, I didn't know, right? So I'm new to this show. And when we said locked on the show, I thought it was locked. And then, you know, that was it. But it's not about the money. I was just asking.
When y'all say locked, it's locked. It's for sure. Yeah, but you're taking the man's word. No, I'm saying you're taking the man's word because you guys locked in. You guys didn't get a deposit man to say, okay, I'm sending you my money, and the other one sends their money. That's how you're supposed to do it.
Okay.
So
Cliff,
you're
taking
his word.
How you doing?
That's what
right,
I'm saying. I did
that?
Not
who's
know
that? That. Who's that? My brother. Listen, you gonna come on down in a week down to the beach? You coming?
Well, I'm going to have my umbrella with my beach towel with some bells. I'm going to have about three bells. I'm gonna have me about three bells, three cowbells.
So you're going to be there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up, man. Listen, me and you going to hang out that day. Me and you going to – we going to –
Nah. I'm not taking no prisoners that day. I'm sorry. I'm not taking
right.
no prisoners that day.
Right.
Y'all talk right. shit to me all year long. It's time for Elbow and the Mr. Big Stuff to get it the fuck on.
Well, then lock the fuck in then. You ain't said nothing. Lock
oh,
the fuck
shit.
In.
I'm going to lock you in next
oh,
week.
Shit.
I'm going to lock you
lock
in next week.
I didn't
and next week
you
I will
lock
you
the
in.
Fuck in. And listen, we're smoking joke after I get your money in my fucking coat.
Mm-hmm.
Lock the fuck in.
What I just tell you?
I don't remember.
Oh.
All I know is you said you wanted to do something.
Oh, you don't remember.
Listen,
I will lock you in next week.
Explain. Huh? No, you won't. You're gonna do it tonight or either you're going to be cool with this. You're going to do it tonight or you're going to shut your mouth.
Okay. I'll be cool with that. I'm going on mute.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let me open up another mic. Hold on, you guys. Oh,
damn, God. I thought he finished. He fucked me up with that one, but listen, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm in the shock right now. I ain't trying to hear that.
Damn, Cliff, just last week you was like calling Nomos and Butch was your boy. Now you got your foot on his fucking neck again, man. Pick a team.
Listen, he's still my boy. There ain't nothing changed about him.
Kevin, he's trying to say he's going to break bread and everything with him. Butch,
he's
going to bet no.
Cliff, wait 1 minute and fuck around and throw it in your face the next. I can't read Cliff no more. But last week, I didn't get a chance to talk to Cliff. The other week, Cliff was a killer. He had the best one-liners. I said, Cliff is on kill. I was fucking damn near wetting myself the shit Cliff was talking. He was in rare form, man. But goddamn, last week they said something about butching him, and he was like, nah, I'm calling Nomar. Now he's saying take Nomar's butch and shove it up your butt, and I was like, well, goddamn, what the fuck I missed?
Well, listen, it's all right. My man. But listen, if he wants to sit down at the card table, listen, I'm all for that. You know, but that's the lifestyle of Cliff. You know, everybody want to be your friend, then you know what's we'll try to stick one in you later. Let me make this clear. Let's make this clear. If anybody want to see me for the 30th, let me know in the next half an hour. Let me know in the next fucking half an hour.
That's an open invitation, y'all.
Okay. Listen, everybody know how I sit. Everybody know I bring popcorn to the movies, yada, yada.
Yeah, we know the dollar figure, so yeah, we got it.
And you know the dollar figure. Okay.
Yep.
Ain't nothing about me changed. So if you think you fit that description, let me know in the next fucking half an hour.
All right, Cliff, you go back to work, whatever you're doing, because you gangster boy. I know you are. I heard it last week, but last week I gotta tell you, man, you killed me, I swear.
Okay. All right. Let me open up this next mic. You guys, hold on a second. 202-9278. Your mic is open.
Yo, what's up? It's the landlord.
Eddie Pepper.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
we got everybody out the window.
A long time. Yes, that's right. It's about the snow, Kev.
Oh, my. How's them kidneys and beans you got, buddy?
I'm all right now. My kidneys is all right now, so I'm walking around, I'm moving around, so I'm putting my car back together.
That is so good, man. You up and about.
I'm glad your health is good. I'm glad your kidneys is good, but Butch gonna knock your liver loose.
Man, listen. Let me tell you something. I worry about Butch like I worry about hitting the lotto and don't even buy a fucking ticket now.
It must be a fucking full moon. First you get crazy fucking Nate to come on here and yada to yada, and then I ain't heard you on a radio show ever.
Yeah, that's been years.
You motherfuckers, y'all ain't sitting on the same couch.
When you don't have nothing to race, you sit on the porch.
Got that point.
Sit on the porch.
So is Malibu still playing with the small block?
I'm going to try to put both of them together, but I'm going to do the Malibu first, the little small block. My shit is old. I'm just going to have some fun with it. I guess I can run class with it or something.
Hey, you know what?
What?
I need your address. I'm going to mail you a T-shirt. I'm going to mail you a red T-shirt.
Why red?
Because I want to make sure him and his compadre read it and read it carefully. And you know what's going to say on the front? They're going to say Jim Jones on the front.
Didn't they kill that motherfucker?
No, he killed a bunch of motherfuckers. He Kool-Aided them.
Ain't his ass dead?
but he got shot. They had to shoot him. He Kool-Aided everybody else.
You might as well send me a George Washington shirt or Lincoln or something.
No, man.
Eddie.
I want
hey,
to
do y'all out
Rohan.
There, do y'all know Eddie Porter, the landlord?
Jim Jones.
Eddie Porter is old school gangster. I know a lot of y'all, I mean, you got guys like the Bad Mouth crew. You're not familiar. He's a brother down in our way. Had a Chevelle, a Thunder that was
Thunder.
A killer in the He had a bunch called that and a Camaro. Like I said, another real OG just stepped to the plate. Why the fuck we wait to get damn near 90 and want to do all this shit?
Because
I don't know, but I'm telling
you.
Well, they said I was finished.
The Museum of Natural History tonight. So they bring out all the dinosaurs.
Well, I'm old, but Bud is older than me.
I know that. I know that.
But serious, y'all don't know him.
And Dave, you could also tell him I was dangerous. Tell him that.
No,
we know your MO.
You was a bad man in your day.
But listen, they don't show no respect on there. So once them boys get a feel for you, they're gonna treat you like I said differently. You know,
he was a bad man.
I'm not worried about that.
He ain't shit right now. He was a bad man.
Yeah,
he ain't shit right now. Yeah. he ain't got thunder no more. He ain't got no thunder no more.
You better be glad I don't.
Why?
Well, Dave ain't racing. Dave ain't got no oil pressure.
I'm coming.
Nowadays, Kevin. Neither do you, Kevin. Shut up. Listen to me, Porter.
No, I'm
I can go
he bluffing, Porter. Call him deuces, Porter. He bluffing.
I can go to back
raises funky ass.
Whoop thunder. You can buy a car right out of the dealership, whoop thunder. Thunder was bad
sure
back in the goddamn 80s. My boy, this is 2021.
Yeah, well.
All right, y'all. We're going to move that out.
They ain't stop selling parts. They still sell parts.
Fat Albert,
yeah,
you got your
ear. Yeah.
I think my money green.
You can find your old L88.
All right, I just want to make sure you out there because when Nate got on here, you did a lot of fucking ha-ha and hee-hee and giggle-giggle, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
I'm old, but I got a good-ass fucking memory.
Wait, Joe. Oh, wait, Kevin. I got to straighten something out. Joe Gray.
Uh-huh.
A few weeks ago, you appointed two men to be mediators on the show to keep people from getting out of hand, right? Didn't you?
Yes.
Oh,
who were those
well,
people?
Joe made a mistake. Who those Joe made a mistake on one of them men, so he appointed one man and somebody.
Because last week, Fat Albert went the RPMs real high. He was bouncing off the chip.
He
and I'm
threw
like,
a rod and everything. Threw a rod.
Yeah, like, I didn't understand that. How the mediator hit the fucking button?
Joe, that's why I'm the voice of reason. There's got to be a grown-up, and I kind of like woos our shit down. But, Fat Albert was on tilt.
Hey, I wasn't on the show when it happened.
No, you was not. Because it would have been, it would have been another one of them shutdown moments. Pull the plug. Plug out the wall, type. But Fat Albert giggled and like he did,
he did
his apology.
Nice, we had some good weather and we had some good weather in the future.
I hear you, Albert. He don't want to lose his job. But Joe, I just want you to know when you walk away from the keyboard and everything, the grown up in the room, which is moi, I got everything under control. I try to defuse it, but I gotta defuse the fucking so-called the one that's supposed to be the diffuser.
I guess he used some C-23, right? That's what he had that day.
Shit, did he? and he was on tilt. He used the magic word, the no-no.
Yeah,
he was all in. I was like, uh-oh, where's the plugs at?
Because he caught him off guard. He was like, what did he just say? And he went right from idle right to 10,000. Ooh-wee.
The man made a crack about his statue, and he said, motherfucker, he said, I take my wallet out my pocket and I lose 100 pounds. Now what? I was like, oh, God, they was killing him with one line and was flying.
No,
that
Kevin,
Albert was
Kevin,
on point.
Kevin, yes. I wrote that one down in the Pimp Chronicles.
Oh, yeah, that's in the Pimp Chronicles, Fat Albert.
Right.
That's history there.
Yeah.
Man,
all we got to do is hope don't nobody get on this show from White Castle, you know.
No, fuck. Joe, you don't know what that means, but.
If you're at dinner, don't get on this show.
Joe.
Cliffy.
Joe.
And that was one of your best one-liners, Cliff. That tickled the fuck out of me.
Swizzle was out to dinner, and he had his mic open. He said, I need a receipt. And Cliff said, they don't give you a receipt at White Castle. Oh, my God. Then Swizzle took it out on Fat Albert.
hold on, you guys. I got to make sure I open. I got two more mics over here.
Oh, Lord.
704-6149. Your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? How's everybody?
We good. Who's
man,
this?
Good. This is James. James, you know, condolences
James,
to your brother. You lost your brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, everybody
has
prayers for you. We'll make sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good, you know. I would have been there, but, you know, life happened.
Yeah. No, we understand.
I ain't making no noise this year, but next year I'm going to make a little noise.
This is James with the Malibu, right? With the Malibu?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. How you doing, James? I ain't talked to you in a while.
That's the bad mouth killer.
Good report. Good report.
Yeah.
Okay.
That motherfucker, he whooped the bad mouth crew a year ago. He's been on vacation for a whole goddamn year.
Yeah. Competition is stiff out there. You got to make changes.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Uh-huh. So when you plan on coming back?
I'll be at in March.
Oh, you'll be ready in March, huh?
Yeah. I'll be in Glock.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. All right. You going to come
Definitely
on down to the Walker, James, on the 30th?
I'm going to try to.
Okay.
I don't like to miss that, but, you know, I'm going to try to.
Okay.
Hey, oh, I know
you.
It. I know, Joe, he better leave that dude home to be eating up all the goddamn collard greens. I know he leave his ass home.
Oh, my partner. That's my partner. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's all he could really eat.
Well, I know he had a cleansing. Eating all that.
Eating all them cars.
Damn. How many plates do you eat, Dave?
Shit, how many plates you had?
I know he
Every time
he
I turn around,
it.
He would eat the collard green. I got jealous. I had to go back and give me some more. This mother, he gonna eat up all the goddamn collard greens. I paid for it though. I got about to Newark Airport on that turnpike. My stomach said, "Bitch, you better get home." Oh Lord.
Oh man. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up this other mic too. Might be somebody want to get on here and want to say something. 301. All right, who I think it is, 4687, your mic is open.
I'm just listening, y'all. I'm working.
You working? Okay.
When does he don't work? Joe, we got to have a new show around the time he don't work. He always working.
Now, who you think that is?
That's Big Dog.
That's your dog?
That's Big Dog.
Yeah.
So, dog,
yeah,
I got a check. They
sure
said,
dog.
Did they get their 100?
I don't know. If they didn't, fuck them. Tell
Oh, God.
Next question.
Oh, no. Come on, Dale.
No, he got his money.
He got it? Okay.
Yeah.
So he got it when he was supposed to get
it. To him in quarters.
But this is what I'm saying. Why wouldn't he get it? I bet it did.
Well, I don't know. He kept calling. He called me and he asked me.
Yeah.
Gotta get hold of you so
I'm
going to make the call.
Here goes the thing, Joe, with that. Yeah, he called. And what I tell you.
You didn't promise him when you were going to give it to him. You didn't have no cash app.
Yeah, but I wasn't worried about no Cash App. I said that I was thinking that they still would have been there, so he would have got paid. When my partner went home, he went and took the money up there. So it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he got paid. But if he ain't think it's enough, you heard what I said the first time, fight for another 100.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Good luck with that one.
Yeah, because it ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
So we ain't got to
like
worry about
back to round two. People don't like to come back around two.
But can I ask anybody on this phone, do they think $100 going to I could call somebody and just tell them pay the bill if that's what we were going to do.
Man, listen.
I got one man on here that said, want me to pay it? And I said no. Wait till you get to the track.
No, dog, I need $100, man. Finish cable bill.
Hey, where you at? Let me see if
I'm in truck, dog. I'm in Pennsylvania right now, but I'm headed back.
All right, don't worry. But if you need it before you get back, let me know.
No, I'm just playing, man. Come on, man.
Well, Fat Albert can take one of them hundreds out of his wallet, then he'll be 99 pounds lighter.
Listen,
yeah, yeah, Kevin.
I got to get you back, buddy. You ha-ha'd and you giggled on me. I thought we crossed that, but you turned on me. You turned on me, Fat Albert.
Oh, boy.
No, but I just want to thank everybody for coming out, though, because we really had a good time down there, though. We had a good goddamn time. I swear we did.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
yes, we did.
I had to turn my phone off, though.
Why you had to turn your phone off?
Why you had to turn your phone off?
I got too many motherfucking text messages about a goddamn $100 I'm trying to raise.
That's funny.
Hey, Joe, I fucked around. I don't know how many calls I missed by the time I got back so I can go to work because I cut the goddamn phone completely off.
Hey, Joe, when is the show in March?
Nah, but everything is all good.
When is the show in March?
March 25th, 26th.
Ain't Fairville having something that same day?
Yeah, he put it out there. So let me just. I know everybody want me to touch on it, so I'm gonna touch on it for y'all, so y'all know. When it first started out, and I'm gonna give it to y'all how it is, and it is what it is. When it first was started, it was actually started by Alphonse Dexter-Mark. And me and In the Cut. So we put a label on it, In the Cut. We put, let it be In the Cut since he's been over there. But, so since everybody want to know this, I'm going to give them the facts about it. And I'm just being real about it because each one of us was part of it. We all started together.
Hold on, Joe. There's a lot of background in the noise.
Somebody's got a speakerphone or
me,
they're close to.
I apologize. Let me mute
okay.
my phone. I'm sorry about that.
Okay. All right, so this is how you want to know about the original, how it started out. The original was me, Alphonse, In the Cut, and Mark. But let me just say this here. Let me say, Dexter, yes. I'm sorry. My wife corrected me because she knew about it. And I got the papers to prove it. Well, when they decide we're going to go ahead and go do something, you know, most of the time you rent the track. Everybody rents the track. Am I right? When you get ready to do a show, it's your track, right? You rent it?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, let me just
You're
say
right.
we didn't
You're
rent
right.
it. Okay, let me just let y'all know, everybody, so they know. We did not rent the track. We did not put one dime down on the track. Okay? So, basically, the owners of the track took care of it. So basically, it's really their show. We were working for them, basically. All right? So I'm just letting everybody know the real deal, so nobody, everybody hears a different story. I'm giving you the real deal, and that was the first show ever, was the original. But basically, I'm just being real about it. We worked for them. All those years that you've seen, they put the money up. All right? So I'm just letting everybody know. Not like how we're doing now with me, Larry, and Dexter. We all put our money up. I'm talking about the man that fronted it, and I ain't got nothing to lie about. The man that fronted the money was Dexter off the bat. Okay? So I'm just going to let everybody know. So all this here stuff about he did this or I did that, I'm just letting you know straight out, the man ahead of the one was Dexter. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. You heard it from me first. I even got the paperwork, how stuff got, when it was all we paid and everything at the end. We turned it out. We promoted it, the show. And, okay, since you guys want to know somewhat, I'm going to give you more because I see people throwing bullshit out that they don't know, but I'm going to give you it straight out. I got to. So I have to say it because basically I seen it on Facebook how they're putting it out. They think they know, but they don't know. When we were coming to the gate, and I put it on, I put it straight out with you. You know how I met 50 Grand, how we really ever talked? We had an argument, me and 50 Grand, at the gate. You know why we had that argument at the gate? Because 50 Grand came to the gate and said he ain't paying to get in because this man owe him money. I said, this ain't his show. Because the girl called me over. She said, Joe, you better come here. And I had to say it. So basically, somebody's mic is open again because you can hear the background noise.
That was my GPS.
Okay. So what I had to do, and basically I said to Dexter and them when they were trying to, they were saying, if you don't do the right thing and pay the people like you said, you owe people, you will be kicked out. Yeah, it went on for 3 to 4 years after that, kept going. Things kept going and kept accumulating, and people coming to the gate and basically looking to come in free, like they said, oh, he owes me for tapes. He does this. Giganto was another one that said he wasn't coming back, which in, if you want to call, I can call name drop because everything is true. Tony Bonds turned around, said he wasn't coming back, and I didn't ever know why he didn't come back. And if you want to know about that, the reason why, Tony Bonds brought 5 cars that day when he had the crew, when it was Trigger Man, Cowboy, and all of them were together back in the days. And he turned around and stopped his race, 2 races, over at Fayetteville. Anybody ever remember when Tony Bonds came? And basically what I took to Tony Bonds himself, I called him up. I tried to get him to come to one of the shows. Cowboy, I called Cowboy. Cowboy said, no problem. So he says, yeah, Tony will come to the show. He said, it's your show. I said, yes, it's my show. And so he said, yeah, I said, he said, okay, if it's your show, yeah, you know Tony coming to you with no problem. I said, yeah, me and in the cut. I said, we're going to be doing something. He said, oh, no, I can tell you right now, Tony ain't going to do in the cut show. And I was like, why ain't he going to do in the cut show?
I'm coming.
He's talking about why he won't do nothing. He said, I'm going to let Tony explain it to you. Tony Bonds got on the phone with us. No problem. He put it on there. I said, hey, what's up, boss? I said, hey, what's going on, Tony? So I said, yo, I'd like for you to come to my show. Bring it in. Yeah, come here. Tell me wherever you're going to be at. I told him the day, oh, yeah, we can do that. So Cowboy said, hold up, boss. I got to tell you something. He got a partner. I said, well, that's who? And so he didn't know. So he says, in the cut. He said, oh, hell no. You slapped the shit out of me if I ever be at an Indicut show. And I was like, what the hell is that about? And he said, I'm telling you, Cowboy, you slapped the shit out of me because I don't went crazy if I'm at an Indicut show. So here's what came out of his mouth. And you can, everybody, you hear me calling names out. So everybody can, if they want to ask, they can ask the people themselves, those guys a question. They'll tell you the truth. He said, when he came to do the show, whatever it was, he was supposed to be racing somewhere else. Instead, he stopped racing there, could come to the show, and in the cut said, well, I'll make sure I'll make it right for you and take care of you, whatever. I didn't know the deal. I didn't know. They talk to each other. That's their deal. Well, the man came there to the show at the end of the night. You know, he brought like 25 people with him with the 5 cars. because he had other cars that was riding there too behind him, and everybody paid to get in. And then at night he gave him an envelope, you know, and he said, he told Cowboy, tell him what happened, Cowboy. Cowboy said, Tony Bonds threw the envelope on the ground. I saw, I was trying to figure out what the hell's wrong. What's wrong, you know? So he said, he picked it up. He said, what's wrong, boy? Tony said, you can have that shit. And he opened it up, the envelope, and there was 520s in it. That's what he gave him. For the five cars that came there and the 25 people that he brought, and they all paid to get in and everything. And he stopped his race to go somewhere else to go here. He got rid of his deposit, whatever he was supposed to pay there and everything. Now, that's what detailed us to happen. And that's the reason why Tony Bonds was mad and not come back there. So anybody wanted to know the real truth, that's what happened. So every time it was something that came up, and Dexter said, I don't care if you got to make a deal with the devil, but you got to pay them people. And that's what the whole argument was, and that's the reason why the next following year when it came down, they wanted to turn around instead of putting – we all still would have been getting the same, but the problem was they said we better off putting Joe's name on the flyer because he don't owe anybody, and we can turn around and nobody be crying at the door, and you could still be in it. He would have been still in it, but he didn't do it. He got mad because my name was on it, and that was the whole gripe about. And the man that put the money up for everything was a man, and that was Dexter. So that's being said. That's how it went down. It was nothing else. Everybody, and I don't get me wrong, and I really did. I said I didn't want to see the man leave. But the man, Dexter, was tired of paying debts. That's what happened. So that was the whole deal. So everybody wants to know, and they want to try to make it sound like Dexter's a bad guy and everything. But business is business. I mean, friendship can be friendship, but business is business. When you start turning around and you got to be paying somebody else's thing, that's what happened. And I know a lot of people keep going back and forth and trying to figure something out. I'm just being real about it. I'm saying not me or Intercut put any money up. I ain't got nothing to lie about, no money situation. They put it up. We work for them, basically. That's all to it. All we were was promoters trying to put the thing on. We never had to come out of our pocket. So you tell me who the boss is. Is it the promoters or is it the one that put the money up? So do you want your money to be messed up? That's how it was. And they gave him an offer, and he didn't want to turn around and did it. He wanted his name out there. But actually what happened was it was getting smaller and smaller, and the South didn't want to come. People didn't want to show up. A lot of guys. You know, I was glad Larry McKenzie came back, you know. You know, we had Larry McKenzie at this last one. Wild Man's another one if you want to get in touch. Everybody knows back in the days, the man that promoted the races back then was Wild Man. So it was $550 to get all over the radio station back then. Nobody else had radio. He got to the track. I paid my $275. Okay, he said, thank you, man. Thank you. I said, no problem. It's no problem at all. Well, guess what? That was the only money he got, was that $275. He never got the other $275. That's why Wild Man never came back to the show announced. I had to find out 2 years or 3 years later because I said, you know what? I want to get Wild Man back here. And that was Kingston. And he told me how he never got him. I was like, whoa. So I turned around and said to myself, I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it, and I did. I mean, you know what? The guy's a good guy and everything, but when it comes down to business, certain things is business. You can't keep losing. And that was all. That was how the whole thing went. So people up there taking a wrong thing like Dexter was wrong. Dexter's not wrong. Sometimes when you have to be a boss, you got to be a boss. When you're losing money, you know what? You're either going to try to change something or tell the person to change. And that's it. But, you know, if you don't want to listen, they move on with somebody else, that's all. And that's how it all originally happened, and that's what went down. And, I mean, there's been a lot of other things that go out, and you know, and I don't have to say anything because I know a lot of you guys had a problem with your tapes. You order it, you never seen it. You fought for it. I mean, I could go on and on with it. But, you know, and then you get to the track, the first thing you want to do is, well, he owed me for the tape, so I ain't paying to get in. But guess what? It's in his show. He didn't pay for it. Dexter didn't pay for it. So that's the whole deal. That's the reason why they got mad. That's the reason why they let him go. And that was it. It was a shame that the how it first started was great. Then it just went downhill from there. I mean, you know, I'm just being real about it. I have turned around and lost money because I promised something. You know, if you turn around and promise something, you got to go along with it. You got to eat it. So not all the time you're going to be in a plus. Sometimes you might be in a negative. I did it at Kingston. I'm not going to lie. Went there. I was $2,500 in the hole when I left. But I made sure I paid everybody that was supposed to be, the purses, the everything. I don't want to hear, you know, oh, he didn't pay me. I don't want to be like some of the promoters and they have them out there, they badmouth them. Or the class came and they didn't have this money because if people weren't there, they had to cut the purse. I don't want to hear that. If we say that you're going to do it, I'm going to do it. That's it. I say it's just like the same thing right now. Next week, I promised that purse. Watch what happened. Everybody's, how can he do it? I had that purse before we even get in the gate. That's how it's supposed to be. If you're going to be up there relying on a gate, let's be real, you're a gate hustler. That's all to it. That's all it is. You got to have that money up front. That's why I told Sammy before on the back line, Sammy, I'll give you the money ahead of time. You want me cash app it to you or what? I don't want to turn around and you got that class. I don't want you waiting at the end of the night waiting for no gate money. I'm going to give you the money ahead of time. Done deal. That's how it's supposed to be. Your business is business. You know, and that's being real. You know, everybody's been through somewhere that somebody promised them something and then turn around at the end, they screwed you. You know, I mean, that was what make you stay afloat. I'm just being real. A lot of promoters come and go. You see it. And the reason why they come and go is because they promise somebody something and then they don't care. They got no conscience. Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. We didn't have enough people. Well, if you advertise it, that's what you got to pay. If I say I'm paying $3,000 for a class, I got to pay it. I don't care if we lose. You got to pay it. I don't care if you got 25 people come through that gate. You have to pay it if you advertise it. Nobody wants to hear that, oh, man, we didn't get no people. So basically you didn't have the money the first time. You were relying on gate money. And that's the gate hustle. That's what you call it. And that's it. I'm just saying it like it is.
Joe,
that's all to it.
Like that,
you know?
Like that Extreme 28, the 5,000. Nobody knew. I had the 5,000 before the shootout was over. I had that in my pocket, and when it was over, I paid it off. You know,
Friday night we did that. We did the 28 shootout, and it was free entry fee. Free entry fee, but you know what? We paid them there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a lot of things, and the same thing when it came down at the thing, and I let everybody know. I didn't care how many tickets are sold for that pocketbook. I only charged $3 for the pocketbook. That's all. Same thing with the all, you know, first and second prize. That's how I did it. And, you know, whatever. I don't care whatever is left in it. It don't matter. And the girl that was selling tickets, I told her, you keep the money. So all I did is came to get rid of it. That's all to it. You say one thing, you're going to do it one thing. That's all. Just go through with it. That's all. Whatever it is. Sometimes you're going to take a loss. Sometimes you ain't. That's all. I'm not the only one that took a loss on something, but I made sure I did the right thing and paid it, you know. And I'm quite sure a lot of people have seen somebody owe them money and then turn around and go buy something for old money, you know. How many times have you probably lent somebody money and all of a sudden next thing you see them buying something else? Like, damn, how are they going to buy it and not turn around and take care of me? And that's what the problem is. That's what has started happening. So that was saying, and also when you guys go out there and you see Dexter and you're talking about, you know, somebody, oh, this one said that. No. You want to hear the real story? I'm telling you the real story because I was the original. So that's all to it. He put it out. We work for him. Done deal. Anybody want to say anything different? You think you don't? I want to know anybody else that turn around and put the money out and you turn around. You know what I mean? You say, I rented the whole place. No, you didn't. You did not rent it because you never did pay anything. You never put no money ahead of time. Never had to lay it out. When I tell you never, not one time. So you heard it from me first. I know it was going to come out, so I knew a lot of people was going to ask me. So I know it was coming down. But that's why I try to make sure everybody knows fake news and real news. That's it.
So why would they go ahead and they knew that you scheduled your race next year was going to be on the same date? Why would they put this date on that same date?
Well, you know, I I'm just being real about it. And I actually even said I wish him the best of luck last week. Everybody know. But when I start seeing stuff that when you start telling lies, even though they say I wouldn't go to a Curry show or whatever, Dr. Curry, you know that you notice they never said my name, right? But they still they'll say Dexter. I just had to let them people know ahead of time. It was their show. So let's be real. All we did is promote this show. But, you know, people, I guess, think that nobody going to say it. But I got no, you know, fighting the whole dog. I'm just being real about it. I'll tell it straight out. A lot of times people turn around, like, I'll say it this way. Sometimes people can't play their part. Even though you're getting the same amount of money, you know, you want to be chief, everybody, and nobody wants to be the Indian. And I'm just being real about it. And I know what I had to pay. And I'll tell you another one. When years ago, I can tell you straight out, and you guys didn't even know it. I'm going to let you guys know something right now. I was a silent partner in MAG, and nobody knew. When the first one that came up there with Wicked Bird and Carlos in them, I was a silent partner. When Wicked Bird and Carlos was together, I was a silent partner. I sent my money first. And that's how it went down. But I was a silent partner. You never knew. I pumped the show. I did everything what we supposed to do. I promised I'd keep my behalf. Some things came out later on, like they try to say that, I think he sabotaged the show. You know, people went to line saying, I think he might try to stop the people from coming because they thought, you know, that, the New York guys. And I had to turn around and go on Dog Show and straighten it out. And everybody was like, whoa, you were part of it? Yes, I was. Let me just let you know, if you want to call Carlos, you want to call Wicked Bird, my $5,000 went down first. It was $20,000 to start off the whole show. And then you turn around, you go half with the person. That's how it went. That's how the show started out. So a lot of people don't know how much money it was. It was $20,000 for a day when we was going to Capitol. But they get it for $20,000. They could get it. Well, me and Larry did it. It was 32 because they thought we were bringing too much more crowd. All right? So when we did our show, we had to pay $32,000. 32. So just figure it out. Figure all the numbers out and then figure out what was left at the end. So basically that's why we went. I went as a silent partner. Larry did too. We didn't tell anybody nothing, but when we seen that somebody was trying to assassinate you, you step up to the plate. You turn around and you wait for somebody to hope that somebody speak for you and be after. I know it ain't true. That's not true. That ain't true. But nobody said nothing. So I had to break the silence. I broke the silence. I kept my mouth shut for the longest. But I had to break my silence because people were starting to think the wrong thing. And just like right now, I had to break the silence right now because I don't want to see Dexter go through the thing. If he's a friend, he's a friend. If he did it right, he did it right. He didn't do nothing wrong. But people are so quick to judge and say this one's wrong, that one's wrong. No, find out first before you turn around and say anything. And I'm just being real about it, and that's what it is. A lot of people didn't know that. Now you know. So all that stuff you hear, if you want to actually turn around, go to even one of them guys that I just called out their names, if you think I'm kidding you. I called out names. I told you straight out. You know, and say, what happened? How did you meet? How did you do this? Oh, this one said this. Go ahead. my facts is in the pudding. I know what happened. And I know who paid the debt off, too. Paid a lot of people's debts. You know, it is what it is. Call the Tony Bonds. You think he going to lie? He going to tell you. Ain't no lie. I'm not hiding nothing. That's it. Wrong is wrong and right is right. When I see somebody that goes out there and starts telling bullshit, like with the Jeff Rogers scene, what they just said about him, and the man hit a man, called out everybody on the property, and I'm not supposed to say nothing, but I'm supposed to be his friend? Nah, that's wrong. You ain't no real friend if you can't stand up for that person and tell the truth. I'm just being real. If you're going to let that lie keep going, you ain't a friend. So I know it was a lie. I'm going to tell you how it went down. I ain't got nothing to lie about. I'll tell you straight out. It ain't hurting me none. And it ain't going to be, you know, it is what it is. I'm being real about it. If I heard anybody on this show and they went out and said something and I know it ain't right, I'd rather nip it in the bud. Because you know what? If they heard something bad on me, they'll do the same. And that's how everybody else should be. The racing would be so much better, just like they went back and said, oh, Marcus was in it. Marcus wasn't in it. I said it straight out. I told everybody. I don't know who told you that lie, but I was standing next to the guy. I seen the whole thing when it came in front of my face, what happened. You know, but that's how it is. I hate to say it. Before we know anything, we'll say something else different. We're the first ones to go back and tell. Say a whole totally different story. You know? Everybody knows what goes on. Just turn around, be truthful about it. And, you know, you stand your ground. How can I say it? I respect a man more that stands his ground than a guy that back and forth wishy-washy. I don't give a damn how much money you got. Stand your ground. If you believe in something and it's truthful, stand your ground with that person. I'd rather go with you. But you turn around and you go there this way, go that way. Oh, I think he might have. That's just spreading a rumor. That's gossip, and you don't know. If you don't know for sure, don't say it. That's how I look at it. That's it. We all know it's the same way with grudge racing. I heard he can go this fast. I heard, you don't know nothing. Till you know for a fact. That's why a lot of the races got stopped. I'm being real about it. And I know guys that go back. I remember one time I came out there, and people were telling me how fast I go, and I don't even know how fast the car was going. I'm like, bro, I don't even know what the hell this thing going. I was shutting it off. I was ready to the eighth. I don't know what to go to the quarter. I never had a chance to run a quarter because I was going out there and everybody was running 8 miles out there. But that's how it is, and rumors will fly if you don't nip it in the bud. So I'm just being real. I'm telling you the truth, what happened, and that's how it was. And I wish, listen, I'm not mad at him that he does whatever he do, but I just got to clear the lie up for everybody else. You go where you want, wherever you feel like. You like something, I'm not going to tell you not to go there. That's what I'm being real about. Anybody can turn around. They can say what they want to say. You like something, go for it. Try it out. I'm not going to tell you not to go. You got to find out on your own whether you like it or not. Only thing we did is turn around and decided now we had this and we weren't looking back. Don't think that he couldn't have got it back. The problem was not that. It was just a couple other things. He just said heck with it. And his business is going along real good right now. And if anybody knows what he does, it's a totally different story. If you think he relies on a gig hustle, that's crazy. I'm just saying right now, it's nothing like that because he actually funded all the money. So I ain't got no lie. I mean, some people thought not me. He funded it. He did well, and we did our work. We was hired to do what we were supposed to do, and we tried to do the best that we could do. That was it, you know. Try to please them, and that was it. Be something different if we turn around, reach in there, outright rent this track, and the man said, okay, now this is all yours. Never happened. All right? So I'm just letting you guys know that. Never happened. Never, ever, all those years, never came out of our pocket.
Thank you, Joe. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
We appreciate it. We appreciate we appreciate the long version. That's what you gave us.
Fat Albert, you had your 20 minutes, Joe. We have to cut down on expenses, Fat Albert. Jeff Rogers. told me I had to. No, I'm just messing with you. I'm messing with you. He didn't say that. Just playing with you. I'm okay.
But like Joe said, we don't had a whole lot of events. That other events was on top of Joe and them show. And, you know, not one time did Joe, Larry, or Jeff ever get upset or try to downplay anybody's show. They always say, well, I wish them the best. And I know because I've heard them say, well.
People want you to just go with it. That's all to it.
Yeah.
That's all. I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to tell you the truth, and that's it. Be done with it.
And I'm going to say every show that we did that went up against another show, hey, we still had a ball, the people that came. We had a ball. So we'll just go with this one. Hey, like I said, I wish the man the best. But, you know, we just go with it, and whoever come. We'll just have a ball with the ones that do come.
Yo, what's going on October 30th before the show cut off? What's going on? It's the cancer walk, right?
Well, you got the race.
Right.
Remember I told you the big shootout? Also, well, I know there's some grudge runs going up. I know Marcus has got a couple locked in. I don't know if they're going to have Little Wonder ready like they claim. Because
I will let you know, Joe, about that one.
Joe, you must want that little truck. You want that truck. You want that truck again, don't you?
I think he do.
Well, they told me we're going to do it, so I just want to go ahead and try it. You know, we're going to do what we're going to do.
You talking about this Sunday or next Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Okay. So you got lucky because you know we would have took you to deep waters and drowned you. I would have splashed Silver Surfer all in your face and had big puddles flying everywhere.
What do you say, Silver Surfer?
Yeah. I'm saying we would have splashed puddles on you like Silver Surfer. Just surfing, just splashing water all over you. Yes, sir.
Well, I won't be. If you November at the Cornelius, what is it, Cornelius Nationals, I'll splash you there for on the 7th. I'll be there.
The
I'll get you the deep water in.
The Kahunas.
The big Kahunas. The big Kahunas.
It's Cojones.
Basically,
man.
Big balls.
Cojones.
Big balls race. Yeah. Okay. Cojones. Is that quarter-mile track?
Quarter-mile track. That's a quarter-mile track.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Ain't gonna be no big balls. There's going to be little marbles there. What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I was going to give him some salty balls, that's all.
Oh, Lord. You talking X-rated? I'm feeling nasty now. Now I'm going to have to make a phone call now, Joe. I didn't like that. You said salty balls.
Yeah, you ever listen to that song? You ever listen to that song Isaac Hayes sang? When he was
one of those...
What the hell are those little Slonima guns? Is it cartoon? Big Chief or something like that he called? What do you call that damn cartoon? Them little animated cartoon. South Park.
South Park.
Yeah.
South Park. All right, go up there. I want you to Google this here song, Salty Balls by Isaac Hayes.
Oh, Lord. He's
you listen to that real good.
Joe,
he's one of the bad mouth
Joe,
crew to listen
stop,
to that.
Stop, yo, hold up, wait a minute,
okay.
Joe.
When they listen to that,
you're gonna see
Marcus lip poke out.
Joe, what about that man, old lady walk in the room and he punching in salty balls on the computer? Come on, man, stop that.
It's
that
a song.
Man
I'm not lying to you. It's a song. Marcus, Antoine, go do it right now. And play it through there.
I'm driving right now. I'm coming through the Baltimore to Harbor Tunnel. But I'm gonna look at it when I park this damn truck.
Yep, you listen
you
to that.
You being nasty.
I don't like that.
Look, now he gonna look at salty balls. Y'all fucked up. Y'all fucking good.
No, it's a song. Listen to it. He looking at a lot of lizards with salty balls. Something wrong.
Lord to the mercy.
I mean, a lot lizard is a sometime necessity every now and then.
Huh?
That's different. A lot lizard? They can come
hey,
in
Long
handy
Island.
Every now and then.
Long Island
explain.
Joe.
Uh-huh. Dave, explain. Explain.
Hey,
Dave.
I want you to put a post up for me on Facebook.
Joe, you heard him?
You hear me?
You want me to put
yeah.
a post up?
Yeah. Yeah, on Facebook. I'm
no,
looking,
I,
I'm
I ain't
for
put
my
no post
son.
Up.
I look. Hey, I'm looking for my stepson.
You looking for your
stepson? I'm looking for Hassan.
Oh.
Oh my God. Hey yo, you know what? He popped back up the other week. He popped back up last week.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
I went live I went live when I was in Jamaica. Well, I was down there at the Margaritaville, and the next thing you know, I had somebody hit the one button. I looked there, I said, oh hell no, I'm not adding my damn live feed. He's supposed to be out there being top flight security of the world. That's what he said. He's top flight security of the world.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. Serious. All jokes aside, he's supposed to be doing a travel security job.
That's the name
job.
Of the company.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Top flight. Y'all stop lying on my stepson. Stop it.
Oh, man. And I tell you what, I say I put a post up tomorrow on DMV and see where he at. Put an APB out for him and see if he got more twisted tees with
him. Oh, this is what you do. This is what you do. You got Fat Albert on the phone?
Yup.
Fat
Albert
calling.
Fat
Albert.
Fat Albert what? Well, yeah.
We need,
call
you,
your
we
boy.
Need your assistance. We need your assistance.
Okay, what's up? All right. What you need?
We need you to call.
Hassan.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
Come on now.
You
man.
Know what? As soon as I called him, he's going to say, all right, hold on, Albert, give me an introduction. I'm not going through that tonight. Oh, hell
come
no.
Come on now. Come on now. We got
exactly
we,
what he's going to say. He's going to say, come on, give me an introduction. Bring me in.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
bet
what
you,
he said.
I bet you $10 he don't say that. I'll bet you $10
he don't
say
that. I'll take that bet.
I'll bet you. Call him. Let's see.
Do y'all really want to go through that?
Yeah, we want to go through that.
Yeah, damn, we damn sure too.
Joke.
Yeah, we want to go through
that.
Tuesday.
Oh,
is that
Lord.
Is that or we
got
to listen to is that or we got to listen to Cliff Mouth for the rest of the show?
Oh,
that's my boy Cliffy. What up, Cliffy?
Hey, Fran, what's happening, baby? Long time no see.
Man,
well, how long has it been? A week?
Hey, man. Yeah, man. I'm back now. I'm ready to start some trouble now.
Well, that's what's up, man.
Well, let's see. I want to start this trouble. I want to see if Hassan answers. Oh, wait. I see a message that came to me. Haven't got paid yet. Uh-oh.
Who said that?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Pee-wee.
Uh-oh.
Russell Carlos.
Haven't got paid yet. So, dog, you still there? Hit the one button. You better take it off mute.
He said he gave it to Howie.
No, he said
he gave it to Howie to give to him.
Hey, what'd he say? What's wrong?
He said that he passed that $100 on to his partner, which is Howie, and Howie's supposed to give it to him. Now, Howie probably pissed off because they didn't lock him in. So.
Hold on. I got the manager on the show.
Introduce him.
Wait a minute. Ah, damn, I told y'all he was going to make me do that. I told y'all.
Hey, Lord, come on with it.
I told y'all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, introducing, oh, my God, the one and only, the only one, thank God, the manager.
What's up, doctor? How y'all doing?
What's going on?
He was going to tell me, Albert, you got to introduce me. I told you he was going to say that for me to do that.
Hey, Hassan.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been trying to find out where my stepchildren was at. You ain't called me lately. I ain't heard from you. You all right?
Shut up.
I'm all right, y'all.
Hassan, tell me who I am to you, Hassan.
Huh?
Tell him who I am to you.
Your family.
I'm your stepdaddy, boy. You know that.
Hey, Hassan, somebody said you was out of groceries, man. That's why we called you.
Hold on. Wait. I thought his stepdad was Pro Stop.
That was who I thought
he
was.
He did change over, though. At first, it was me.
Postdoc is my daddy, but he's saying that he's looking for my real daddy, so I don't know what's going on. We deal with Maury's show and all this shit right now, so I don't know. Postdoc can find someone on child support. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get his ass.
You sure, Fat Albert? Look, Fat Albert was creeping before. Fat Albert was creeping, so maybe Fat Albert might be daddy now.
Oh.
Fat Albert.
can you clear up this rumor? Will you tell everybody in 2022, Grocery Getter and ODB, with you and Antoine, that race will happen? Can you go ahead?
Oh, yeah. To let y'all know, man, 2022, me and Antoine will get it on. Head up, 8 Mile Pro Tree. If you want to spray, we can spray. If you want to go motor, we can go motor. I don't even give a fuck. So
nah, I want to carry your ass to the deep waters of MR.
No. Listen, Hassan, Antoine was there the last time. You wasn't there.
I can admit, I paid punk out to Antoine. Let's get it wasn't
and
there, but
he was there. He was there, Cliffy. He was over there with two light skinned girls in the stands. He was there.
Lies. I was not there. That's why I paid punk out to you. Lies.
You was there. You showed up later.
I was not there. I paid punk out to you for when I came over there. I paid punk out to you. I gave you the money. Who I give the money to?
You gave it to me.
I gave money to Fat Albert, and then I said Grocery Getter will not be here.
Yeah, but you went over there and set up yourself
I said no, I did not renovate nobody. Postdoc Joe was not there. So are we gonna run head up or not?
Yes, head up. Yes.
All right. So when we come out.
Get the car straight. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Real simple.
When you plan on being
okay,
out?
But the rumors is Antoine, you waiting for us.
Nah.
ODB ain't coming out till we come out.
No, ODB ain't coming out because I started a trucking business.
I'm in it now.
Yeah, but it's all good though. It's all gravy, baby. You'll see.
So we trying to figure this out. This is what we trying to figure out. At Dion Ray, why is Sweet and Low ducking Pennywise?
First of all, Sweet and Low hurt. At north versus south.
Okay.
That's what happened. What the hell is y'all doing?
Okay, then let me ask you a question. Another question. How come Bam Bam is ducking Zeus for the rematch?
With Buckwheat, we told him, come on. What are you talking about?
That's true.
I was on the phone with them.
They actually did ask that one. They did ask to run
that. Wait a minute. Hey, Joe, open up Marcus' line. Marcus, say open it up now.
I just want to know, Pennywise is ready, though. I just want to know what's up with Marcus,
Marcus,
I just want to know what's going on.
Marcus, hit the one button.
Uh-oh,
you shouldn't have said Sweet Flow name.
Uh-oh, here we go. 5, 4,
hold on, let me see if I can get it.
Two.
Man, Marcus, what the heck?
Marcus,
you stopped off?
Yeah, you okay, on,
Marcus.
No, Joe, did you open it?
Man, I hit the button and he dropped off.
Hey, Joe.
Marcus, call my phone.
Antoine, call him. There you go.
Oh, you open?
Hey, you open.
Hold on. Now, listen, I know I ain't hear a motherfucker from the Cat in the Hat talking some shit about the Bamo crew.
I want to know is Pennywise looking for you. So what's going on, Marcus? Hello?
One thing about the Bamo crew, we bring that motherfucking smoke. We made Zeus go red for the fucking bread, and we still went to his motherfucking ass on the top side.
So he wants you with Pennywise at Dion race. What's the hold up?
Everybody knows Sweet Low had a malfunction from Carolina. The motor is burnt up. I ain't gotta tell you, fuck you. But listen, the motor is Sweet Low is done for the year, okay? But what I will say.
Okay, what's up with Bigfoot then? What's up with Bigfoot?
Listen to me. What I gotta say, Pennywise and Bigfoot don't set nothing like, but what I will do, if Zeus make the fucking race right, I'll go to his motherfucking ass too. Man, we come to race, man.
What you need for Pennywise?
What you think
you want?
You got two cars you can pick from.
Pennywise or War Chief.
Pennywise or War Chief, who you want? Pennywise ain't even made no motherfucking smoke from his fucking car. You talk about a Pennywise. Tell Pennywise go throw the motherfucking pennies in the goddamn ocean and make a wish. Goddamn.
How about War Chief? War Chief, ready? What's up with War Chief?
I will fuck War Chief up Sunday at the creek. Now play with me. Now I said,
you want him off the trailer?
I got an off the trailer race. See, that's what you don't understand. We come to race. We don't come to test and tune. We come to race. We got the first live in motherfucking race at the creek Sunday off the fucking ranch.
What you need for Pennywise? What Bigfoot need for Pennywise?
All I need is the one on one. That's what I need. Now make that
with
happen. Make that happen with your good gap tube having bitch.
I can make that happen. What you need? A back tire clear?
Yes. Back tire clear. That's right.
Call
your trainer. Call your trainer so he can tug on your fucking neck until you get up. Get Zeus on here real quick, man. Call your trainer. No, you get Zeus on here. Goddamn, since you said that. Speaking on Zeus, you get him on here.
I'm about to get on here right now. Hold on 1 second. Don't hang up, y'all.
Remember the other week, they was on my ass because I wouldn't lock Bigfoot in because Bigfoot wasn't right. I had about five motherfuckers on me. Then y'all got to get on his goddamn ass. He can't lock shit in but talk for it. I want to hear this. Listen, I'm going to hear this. Come on with it. I got about another 20 minutes of riding. Come on with it.
God damn it, Marcus must have fell off, but now he's calling my phone. Come on, Marcus, you on.
Hey, Antoine, listen, I'm going to make something real clear to him. We went to fucking Goliath and went straight to the fucking microphone and told Fat Albert, tell Charlie Horse, get a motherfucking kick in his fucking step. We won him with a Bigfoot. Guess what he did? The man said, I'll run you before the night over with. Nah, fuck all that shit. Run us now before it rains. Ain't no praying on no goddamn rain. Ain't no Indian dancing around this motherfucker. Let's get it.
Hey, I'm running his motherfucking ass like a
Hulk wanted motherfucking slot. Fat Albert, tell you. Fat Albert is a lie.
No, you said that.
Hey, Marcus.
And we meant that motherfucking shit.
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, what up, short dog?
Marcus.
What up?
do want to say, man, Goliath, that's a beautiful facility. If you ain't been there, goddamn, you need to get there next year, because we came with 3 cars this past weekend. Next year we coming with probably both 5 to 8 cars next motherfucking year, and our damn motherfuckers try to stop us.
Hey, Marcus.
It's going to get real motherfucking interesting.
Nasty. Yes, Lord.
Hey, Zeus, give him a minute.
And listen, I want to tell the Ghetto Cowboy, I appreciate the donations. I appreciate the donations. Listen, I love you, baby. But listen, I went and bought me a cowboy hat and some cowboy boots just for the fuck of it. God damn it.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, hold on. I will be remiss if I don't lay this message out. Hey, my man Mook said Mellow Yellow better not show up at Buzz Creek.
I'm just passing the message on.
Mellow Yellow better not show up at this weekend.
Listen. They try to run small block cars. With that motor they got in that car. Come on, man. Tell them motherfuckers stop cherry picking and go up the motherfucking ladder. Go up the ladder
hey,
and stop cherry
picking. I'll tell you what, Hassan, since you're talking so much.
Tell them like Dino with 484s apiece. Get busy. Get it wet.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about.
And Dino will be there Sunday. Now get
tell
wet.
Tell them go up the motherfucking ladder and stop cherry picking. God damn it.
The one be there.
The one ain't gonna do nothing. The one ain't gonna do nothing but run a fucking shootout. That's all the one is gonna do. Run a fucking shootout. Because everybody else in the DMV that's got 484s and all that dumbass shit, they on teams. That's why.
So you trying to tell me that Mook, Duck, and Dino.
Yes, and Dino will be there if their mouth get bad. Dino will put them teeth in their motherfucking ass and tell
them. Now, I'm asking a question. If Mook acts for something, Dino ain't give him nothing?
Dino, listen, man. This is the thing about us, man.
Marcus.
We come to fucking race, and we
like
giving
chips. Can he get the one-on-one?
Listen to me. We come to fucking race, and we like to give gifts. Them boys ran a DMV. They don't give no motherfucking fair races or fair spots. They want a guaranteed motherfucking win. That's all
okay,
they want.
I guarantee you, listen to me good.
I guarantee you.
Hey, Mr. Wongus.
When Dino come Sunday and them boys make some dead right passes, motherfucking Warden got the one in one. Now, tell him I said it.
We talking about the back tire and clear
or
kick and clear?
Back tire and clear.
God damn.
Mr.
Wongus.
That's right. Who that keep calling my name? Come on with it.
This is Mr. Penniman.
What's up?
How you doing, buddy?
Tricky Rick? What's going on?
No, this is Mr. Penniman. It's not Tricky Rick.
Oh, Mr. Penniman. Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're going to keep it cordial. How you doing, Mr. Marcus? Mr. Wong, excuse me.
I'm
sorry, sir. Mr. Wong.
I'm good,
just
Mr. Penniman.
Okay, Mr. Wong. For shits and giggles, can we do something with Bigfoot with Welfare Willie?
Yeah, you know what I told you I need.
A head up race?
We can do it. No, I can't lift that head up.
Come on now.
Hey, set me out. Listen. Set me out and clear me up top. And we can get it up.
Yeah. Marcus, you talking about a street car?
Ain't no knees. I'm trying to make a fair race.
I hear that Nova got aluminum interior. It's not even a stock full interior.
I don't know who told you that shit, but that thing got carpet all the way through. That's what I do know.
Facts. And it's got a fucking interior light.
And we'll take you down to 301 to the motherfucking coffee shop and buy you some coffee with that big ass bushy beard you got.
I would like to see Preston and Bigfoot
right, well,
head up, though. I love to see that.
Hey, hold up. Wait. Hey, damn, dude, what's your name?
Hassan.
Don't bring up shit that you ain't privy to on information, all right? Because that's starting shit.
Don't report.
I'm not speaking to the fan.
I don't give a fuck about no fan. Leave that shit alone. That ain't even your lane right there. Let it be.
Hey, Trigger Rick,
back,
if you give me that one and one, if you give me the one and one, let's get it.
Y'all got the back tie. Fuck it.
Back tie. I got two of them. That ain't nothing.
Yeah, we got two of them also. We got two front ties too.
Hey, Tricky Rick, you talking about your car, Tricky Rick?
No, I said Welfare Willie. Sit on the sideline for a second, man. Yeah. You got back tie. Just, you know, for shits and giggles, man. It ain't got to be for a whole lot of money. Just a little action.
Hey, look. I don't care if it's for a whole lot of money or no money. Back tie. I got two of them.
I got somebody for Whistle Willie. Don't worry about it. I got somebody for his ass. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Lord.
What's up?
You got somebody for Jesus Christ, man. Ain't nobody entertaining you right now. We really actually trying to set up a race.
Hold up. So, hey, Rick. So, Bigfoot can't get a fair spot, but I tell you what, I got a Nova that'll run Welfare Willie head up, and that's Wise Guy.
What's Nova?
Now, what you want to do with that?
What's Nova?
Wise Guy.
What's Nova's at? The blue one?
Antoine, tell him. The blue one.
The turbo car?
Small block turbo. Yes, sir. What you want to do?
No, we're not entertaining the turbo.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay. I just want to take your heart pressure. That's all.
It's still up there, 20-50. Yeah, it's still up there, 80 pounds, 90 pounds, you know.
But listen, you know, those
what
two
What's I want
cars.
To do with Bam Bam then? What can we get from Bam Bam?
We don't know if Bam Bam gonna be there.
Oh, okay.
Bam Bam in the shot right now. That's some changes that made. You see, we couldn't get off the starting line down at
To be honest with you, I didn't see any of y'all races at Galop. My apologies, but I didn't.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that somebody said, "Damn, them boys can't get off the starting line." But we got our starting line when that money was
being,
put up.
Being 100% honest with you, I have not heard anything. Me personally, I have not heard anything.
Okay. Hey, so
but since I was coming,
so
I figured,
you
know,
for
the end, of the,
hey.
End of the year, we you know, do something.
All right. Okay. So you don't want to do nothing with the turbo car, right? What about?
No, we're not
entertaining. What you want to do with? What you want to do with Dino and the road?
I'm down right now. I hurt my motor. Saturday.
Okay.
Actually, it's been hurt, but I finished it off Saturday.
Oh, okay. I mean, listen. I hurt mine too. So
I would agree with you. It would have been nice if I could have kept it together. You know, to run Dino again this year or at the end of this year. Just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, because that's a pretty good rivalry, you know what I mean? And I see that you got your car going down through there. Ain't no double dribbling no more. I mean, you're doing a little crossover now. You're doing a little crossover. But, you know.
Yeah, a little slight something.
I like
a little
that.
Slight something.
I like that, you know.
A little slight
but,
something.
I hope you get I hope
Yeah,
you
man,
get
come on,
together.
Man. Let's get this race on, man. Cut the bullshit, man.
I just told you what I need. I just told you what I need. One and one. I mean, the one
but
and
see,
one.
But see, listen.
You just said
the DMV looking for a guaranteed win, but that's what you
yes.
that's what you offer me right now for yourself. You want a guaranteed win, asking for
no.
What,
I just
what
want,
you want
listen,
the back tie and the clear.
I want the back tie and the clear. That'll put
That light ass Nova 60-foot too hard. Come on, man.
Nah,
let's make it
no, fast. Come on, man. 140/60. Come on, man. Stop it.
I thought this was Grail's race. We didn't tell no times, but I mean.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, you can look at it and tell what the 60 foot it is. What's up, boss?
I know. I just told you that motherfucker lead hard.
No, sir.
Especially when you got them 48 jets in that motherfucker, and it take off a little too hard for you. You let your foot off the gas prematurely.
Sir.
Hey, you can tell the revolution. You can tell the revolution's on the tar. That's how I saw that thing leave.
Nigga, that don't mean nothing.
Shout out
to a motherfucker that don't know nothing about tar.
I want to thank you, boss. All right, I'm trying to get a good race. Like I'm trying to get a good race.
That is a good
race,
man. Two legit street cars. I mean, I ain't never seen the car in person, but I mean that's what it says to be a street car. All right,
you go, boss.
Welfare Willie is a full, all steel, all glass, full interior, can drive up and down the road, streetcar. I think that's a fair race to run head up. Or we offer you the back tire. Giving another big block the back tire and the clears, I mean, that's a little preposterous.
Yeah, but see, the thing about it is we got a purpose built streetcar. You know what I mean? Pump gas, all that good shit.
Wait a minute. Don't disrespect my man Welfare Willie like that. That's a purpose-built street car.
Listen to me. Power windows, fucking radio, carpets, back seat, all that good shit. You know?
So what you thinking, Welfare Willie? That motherfucker still got windshield wipers on.
That's what I can tell you. Well, if I really don't weigh what Bigfoot weighs, that's what I can say.
How much you want to bet? How much you want to bet? Fuck, we ain't got a race.
We
can bet on that.
I bet you $200 where if I really don't weigh what Bigfoot weighs. That's what I'm betting. That's what I bet you. And we can do that.
How can we get that resolved? You tell me how we can get that resolved. You got a $200 bet.
So
he ain't going if he ain't got no lock-in race. He ain't going down there just for a weigh-in.
I mean, that's what I thought we were doing. But I got you.
But you said
you
ain't want to lock in, so that's what I'm saying. We can lock in and bet that 200. So let's do that. Head up.
We can
on
yes,
the trailer.
Yes, we can. Listen to me.
And
yes,
200 on the weight.
No, I got off the trailer race. I'm racing.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm racing Okaloo. But look.
Okay. Babaloo, all right. So if you run with Babaloo, and we'll get you, sometime head up.
One
and
one.
200 on the way.
One and one, we can do something.
No, we're not going to give another big block one and one.
Huh?
All right, you got one and one. Take the gas off.
I ain't
going to
do that neither.
Yeah, Marcus, you scared of shit, Marcus. That's crazy.
I thought you said Zeus was going to call in. What happened? Say it in a minute.
Zeus said he always talked to Marcus' father. His Marcus' father know what it is, and that's it. He said if he come here, so it's done deal with that.
Okay.
If you change your mind, man, let me know it's about Friday.
Right.
Ain't no change on mine. I'm letting you know now. Without that one and one, it's no race. Now,
on the front
side of the cliff. Hey, let me ask you this. Since Hassan was talking about water, why won't the water and Wi-Fi Willie race? That's a good race.
He won't do that.
Uh-oh.
I guarantee he won't. I bet $200 on that he won't lock that in.
I mean, that's my man, but, that
yeah.
ain't my car.
Yeah, I bet you it's your man. It's my man,
Willie
too.
Will race anybody.
All right, I got Mook number. You want to lock in with Mook? I got his number.
Hassan,
what you want to do?
Hassan, you are not needed for a goddamn thing.
I bet you 200 lock. I bet you 200.
You ain't got 200. I'm not even going to entertain the conversation
you
with
lock
you.
All right, mouth.
I don't already had a conversation with one person that went
Mook.
Somewhere else last night. And I'm not going to go there with you today.
That,
I'm going to be the bigger person today.
You won't lock him in.
And leave you the fuck alone.
Fed Albert, I'll give you $200, Fed Albert, that he won't lock the warden in. I mean, lock the warden in. I'm locked in there. That's a lock. Fuck that bullshit.
Hey, but look, I just want to come on here and say I appreciate Joe,
yeah.
Dexter, and I'm a man, Larry T, for putting on a great show Saturday. It was a pleasure coming down. We had a good time.
And we'll see y'all October the 30th at Colonial Beach for the Cancer Walk. The BAMO crew going to donate some bikes for the kids, along with some ribbons and shit for the, you know, for the ladies, some pink ribbons and stuff. So we're just trying to support and have a good time, and appreciate everybody that came through and checked on, you know, made sure we made it back home safe over the weekend.
Hey, excuse me, Marcus. I don't mean to cut you off, but hey, little mouthy motherfucker. Since you want to talk so much, like you got some fucking pull, call Mook and tell him get Welfare Willie 1-1, and we can lock that in.
Hassan, he talking to you, Hassan.
You say you want the 1-1 for? It's okay.
You heard what the fuck
no,
I said.
No,
that's what the fuck
say,
I said.
If you say no, then there's no racing, right?
That's what I thought.
No.
You heard what the fuck I just said. Since you got some pool, call him and tell him, get Welfare Willie 1-1. He got a legit race car versus a fucking street car. Now, since you got some pool and you want to run your motherfucking mouth and you want to be seen and noticed, nigga, make the phone call. All
right.
Yeah.
So what's the lock-in, though?
Whatever.
Welfare Willie wants the 1-1.
He wants the 1-1. Okay, I'm going to make it
happen. 500,015 or whatever.
All you want is the 1-1.
Yes.
They're kicking the clear.
And guess what? Brandon Draft. Okay.
Who the fuck is Brandon?
Not Brandon, but I meant Jackson Draft.
I wouldn't give a fuck if Jesus Christ drove the motherfucker.
Okay. And then don't get to a
then
track
get the fuck
and
off
like
the phone and make the phone
okay.
call and call. Get back with the information since you want
to
be.
I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen.
Important.
I promise you, I'm gonna make it happen. I'm gonna make it happen
make
for you.
Happen.
I got you.
You ain't nothing but another nigga running his motherfucking mouth.
I'm making it happen. If you got a street car, why don't you run Jason Gray then, mouth?
That's not a problem
yeah,
either.
That
Jason, mouth, listen,
your mouth bad.
This
run Jason Gray.
Irrelevant.
Run Jason Gray.
Nobody
run
fucking
Jason
needs you to do nothing.
Run Jason.
Lock it in. Get it locked 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 in. GETITLOCKIN. Or do you know how to spell?
You want grandma head up? Listen to what I'm saying. Do you want grandma head up? That's a street car.
Hassan.
No,
Hassan.
We want you head up. How about
it's
that?
It's best you just shut the hell up, Hassan, because you don't know shit about what you talk about.
No, I'm about to lock him in with Mook, though. This is a trick, man. Let me do this.
You got no motherfucker.
I like
Welfare
Willie for 300.
Oh, you like? Oh, you
told,
like?
Y'all told.
Hey, Hassan, you still talking?
Don't
I said, call him, man, and get this shit
Mook,
locked in. That's all you gotta
Mook,
do.
Call Mook real quick, Fed Albert. Call Mook.
No,
Fred
you
Albert.
Call him, nigga. You talking? Got, you call him.
No, Fed, I'm about to call him now. Hold on.
I don't have Mook number. And besides, all my lines are tied up. I got the show, Marcus, Antoine, you.
Right, I'm about to call him. I'm about to call him. I'm gonna call him.
You should have did that shit long time ago.
Hey Joe, that's your fault, Joe, because you the one that y'all you kept pressing me to call it.
Hey, you ain't Fat Albert. You're